much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Croc LA, the Kevin and Bean Show. It's massive in LA. Our man on the street is Johnny Beer Mug Cantro, and he joins us.
Thank you guys. I want to say it's such an honor to have me on your show.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Now, do you still think that Cody can do anything with that bag off to the left there, or do you think that's out of play?
It's so hard because Cody is coming from this side and Matt is coming from this side, so it's difficult for Cody to do any type of grabbing or pushing or anything.
Oh, boy.
And we'll never be royals.
And we'll never be royals.
And Rodney on the Rock is sitting home counting gallstones. Is he alive?
Yes.
God bless him.
Alexa, play a siren for 30 minutes.
And now.
You boys circumcised? Or you got those hippie wieners?
Our feature presentation.
There's a lot of gold in there.
Greatest hit.
Hippie wiener.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday morning, the 10th of December.
I've never heard it's not circumcised.
I'm sorry, what?
You got those hippie wieners.
You all right?
No.
Okay.
Have you ever heard it called that?
No. No, I never have.
Oh, that's incredible. Okay.
Oh, you got those hippie wieners.
Whew.
I like it, though.
Me too.
Did you get the rest you needed?
No.
Okay.
How about you?
I think I did.
I thought you were going to take a nap all day yesterday.
Things kept coming up, and I had things.
You were so tired.
I couldn't wait. Yeah.
She had people carry her out to her car yesterday.
I did, and a couple fed me grapes, which wasn't part of the deal, but I thought it was such a nice
it
added
was weird.
Bonus.
We got her that military cot, and then we all just
ran her out.
So delightful.
Go, get her out.
I don't remember the chanting. Here's the thing. I went home.
You were out at that point.
I had to watch Watchmen.
Mm-hmm.
Had to. So then I watched that, and then I just wanted to talk about it with friends. So I'm just texting friends who are like, we're at work.
We have a job that's normal.
We all had this same conversation yesterday. We don't have time for this. And then,
so you were a day behind, and so that ruined
behind,
everything.
And it ruined everything. And then I had a lot to catch up on.
TV watching.
Another Hallmark movie.
Right.
Got to keep up.
There's one a day now, right?
I have the app, and I've got to check them off on the app. But I had to watch Watchmen. That was number one.
Okay, and that took 12 hours?
No, I just had a couple of errands. I had stuff to do.
Okay.
So then by the time I could have taken a nap came around, why not just go to bed?
Right.
When you can go to bed. And then I didn't get to bed till 10:30.
Oh.
Yes.
I know.
Well, that won't affect today at all, right?
Yeah, I just had so much caffeine to try and stay awake yesterday
that
it really affected me.
Okay, so might you die during the show?
Wow, I didn't think that was an option. I mean, it's always an option.
Always
let's
an
be option.
Option.
Yeah.
One of the team already died.
See, she said, let's be option.
I heard
we're
it.
Already
sure
there.
Did.
We're already there.
Let's be option.
Woo!
Yeah.
So, how about you guys? How were your naps? Tell me about them. How great were they?
Tell me about
I mean, they were the smart thing to do.
Slower.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. It was less TV watching.
Yes.
Yeah.
I watched fewer TV shows while napping.
Okay.
Than you did.
That makes sense.
Jensen?
I didn't watch
any
TV.
TV
no,
okay.
No. I didn't even turn on the TV, to be honest, yesterday. I just slept it out.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
That's what some people do, Allie. Like when you're tired, some people will just sleep it out. Right?
The weekend's coming up. I will catch up then. Ew.
I was in bed at 8:30.
I don't want to bum you out, but the weekend's coming up. It is only Tuesday.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
it's
no.
Tuesday. So, yes,
you are
the weekend.
Kidding me.
Technically, the weekend is coming up.
Oh, no. This is bad. This is bad. I don't like it. I agree with her. She is so right, you guys. It is only Tuesday.
Yeah.
But we just worked Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
So
it is confusing. It does mess with us.
But we barely made it through yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah, just hanging on by a thread.
Sorry about that.
I mean, it was all of us. We were all tired.
No, it was entertaining.
If you want to hear...
I like Tired Alley.
Yeah, if you want to hear professional DJs just barely making it, listen all day on K-Rock the day after Acoustic Christmas
for
weekend.
Sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's a bunch of people being like, ugh, I don't know why I'm here.
Yeah.
After our show yesterday, Nicole came in and just turned down the lights. She's just like, yeah. Okay, I need some rest.
We should all really get that day off.
The day after?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the bosses take it.
Everyone takes it.
There's power in numbers. No one here. Right?
Yeah, there is power in numbers.
I keep telling you guys the same thing. As long as we're together,
right?
We just misunderstood.
Yeah.
Because it's not like they could use just automated computers to DJ. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, technically they could, but...
Oh, then maybe we should definitely still come in.
Okay.
Because that took a turn.
Right. Because that is something they could do and a lot of stations have done.
And they have done that.
And they have done it, yeah.
So maybe we'll come in.
Yeah.
All right, Cocaine Santa's going to have to wait. That's what I wanted to talk about.
We'll talk about him during What's Happening for sure.
My favorite thing in the world. Mm-hmm.
And if anyone knows a real live Cocaine Santa, send him down here because we could use some. Oh, the 80s.
And quickly. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
What if your butthole was in your armpit?
It's a great question.
Great question.
Right. Top 10 mugs interviews.
Oh.
It's all I care about.
It's going to be good. He had a good year.
He had a great year
of interviews.
Yeah, agreed. Tell us about Ray J. This is coming up in about 45 minutes.
You may know him as Brandy's brother. You may know him as a forgettable R&B star. He's more of like an internet meme now.
And I know him as the sex partner for Kim Kardashian.
That is another thing you would know him for.
Okay. And he wouldn't get out of the way. Do you remember? Did you see the video? He was in the video the whole time, and I'm like, I don't want to see you, Ray J.
I've never seen the
Did
video.
Did you hear, Kevin, like, we've all seen it? Like, he wouldn't get out of the way. You guys know.
He did say it like it was, like Avatar. We've all seen Avatar.
Right?
They're all Neither blue. You don't see blue, it? Right? No, I've never seen it.
What's happening?
I've never seen
Why would I want to watch Kim Kardashian?
Because it was a thing for a while.
No.
Well, that's the point, is you couldn't see Kim Kardashian because Ray J wouldn't get the F out of the way.
I only watch porn where a dude is steering a boat with his wiener. Okay. Show me that celebrity porn, because that is a good time.
Does he have a...
Oh, you got those hippie wieners.
He didn't have a hippie wiener.
Anyway, he's an internet meme now. He did an interview where I just am baffled by who he is, and we're going to pull some clips.
I have a new lover, a new family.
Oh.
A whole new group of people that I'm going to call family from now on. I'm going to introduce you to them in the 6 o'clock hour. You're welcome.
Great.
You're what? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bad Secret Santa presents on today's show.
Okay.
Greg Fitzsimmons.
Hey.
Little Hat Man.
Little Hat Man, mm-hmm. Which is how Allie refers to him, but you can't remember his name.
Little Hat Boy.
It was only once.
Little Hat. The guy with the little hat.
The guy with the little hat. Yeah. I couldn't remember his name years ago.
Look, it
and
happens.
He's such a delight.
It happens to the best of us.
He has no pizza experience.
Technically, that's true. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break. We'll come back with What's Happening next. It is 5:51. Allie is here with a look at What's Happening. This is going to be a fun What's Happening day, by the way, everyone.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. That is so sweet.
It's going to be fun.
We all saw Pee-wee's Big Adventure, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Ray J was in the way. It's a little callback to the Kim.
She was called.
Because we all saw. He's like, we all saw that, right?
I mean, it was too much Pee-wee. He got to get out of the way.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
We weren't there for Pee-wee.
You guys don't know, man.
We were there for the Big Adventure.
You don't know.
Well, maybe that's what he called it. Mm-hmm. Right? Not so Pee-wee. No. Mm. Okay.
Hippie
Here's
wiener.
The thing. Pee-wee's
Are
big...
Are hippie wieners?
Pee-wee's Big Adventure star, Paul Rubens, is going to host the Pee-wee's Big Adventure Anniversary Tour.
Yay!
In honor of the movie's 35th anniversary.
Oh,
you guys, that movie came out 35 years ago.
Yeah.
Why do they keep doing that, reminding us that we're 900 years old?
Yeah. So rude.
Yes.
It is so rude.
Just call it the 15th anniversary, and most people will believe
it. We'll be fine.
Yeah.
There's going to be screenings of about 20 cities across the U.S., followed by amazing stories by Paul Rubens, you guys. Mm-hmm. Live conversation with Pee-wee himself up there, giving some behind-the-scenes looks at the films.
That movie absolutely owns.
It still holds up.
So good, and it is good to this day.
Absolutely. Still
holds
up. Which
you can say about few movies.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Especially ones from 35 years ago that weren't like a historical movie.
It's just good.
See, cause historical movies hold up.
What do you think? It's Apocalypse Now?
What's that?
What are you referencing? Gettysburg?
What are you going there? You mean like a documentary that's real?
You know what? It's either Lincoln or nothing. 34, 40 years from now, we're only going to remember JFK, Lincoln, Seabiscuit.
Boy circumcised? Or you got those hippie wieners?
Oh.
That's it.
Good God.
If it's not historical, it gets thrown out.
It's, you know, I feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's
it's
how I rate things.
Yeah.
Not historical. Beat it. Anyway, our local date for that Pee-wee's Big Adventure anniversary tour, February 27th at the Wiltern. Tickets go on sale on Friday. That will be a blast.
I'm sure he'll have extra guests at the LA one, too.
Oh, I'm sure. Sure. So fun.
Danny Elfman would be a fun one.
Oh, Danny Elfman anytime is just magic. Absolutely. Well, it's that time of the year where we're getting all the end of the year, you know, countdowns. You okay, Kevin?
Yep, all good.
Okay.
All right. End of the year top 10 list, that type of thing.
Sure.
I do have the most tweeted about TV shows.
Oh, okay.
The top 10 most tweeted about TV shows of 2019.
Okay.
Wow, that's a tough category.
It is.
Because too much TV.
Too much TV. But
right.
I think that you, if you really think about it, you'll get number one.
Friends.
No.
Oh, please. It's number one every year. Don't give me a no.
With
all that attitude.
No.
Okay.
Think about a big finale.
Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones.
Yes,
Thrones,
Kevin. Yeah. Game number of Thrones. One. Number one.
How about
Elf.
Elf, no. Yeah.
Good guess, though.
God, I love Elf.
Okay, let's think. Honestly, it's a late entry, so I'm not going to say Watchmen, because it really is tweeted about a lot, but it's a late entry.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. It's going to be one of my guesses. So.
No. I will say Walking Dead.
Walking Dead is number nine. Congratulations,
Thank you.
Jensen.
Thank you.
Nine.
Yeah.
What are those huge this year?
A couple of these are just shows that have been on...
For a really long time.
Ever.
How I Met Your Mom?
That's not on anymore.
I don't know.
Jesus. Unbelievable.
Friends and How I Met Your Mom.
By the way, How I Met Your Mother.
And it's
it didn't end last year.
No.
It's like.
Like 5, 6 years ago.
You guys, people tweet at all times.
It's a good point, guys.
Thank
Kevin,
you.
Good
Kevin,
point.
Well, gonna,
family matters.
I knew it. Or Frasier. I knew where you were
you
going.
You were very close.
Frasier. I wish I would have thought of Frasier.
What? Oh, Fuller House?
No, you were very close with Family.
Family.
Oh, Modern Family.
Modern Family. What?
Really?
Family Guy.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Family Guy.
Really? People tweet about Family Guy?
Family Guy, number 8.
I have 2, Jensen. How many do you have?
Well, I'm just like, why would people tweet about Family Guy?
Well, there's a couple on here that I'm like.
The Simpsons?
Really? Yes.
Really?
Number three,
I don't even know
you guys.
People are watching it anymore, let alone tweeting about it.
Oh, everyone's watching The Simpsons. Yeah, everyone knows that.
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things, number 2,
See,
Jensen.
Now I'm on fire.
Now he's on a
See,
roll.
Now I'm on fire.
Okay, we've got number 1, Game of Thrones. Number 2, Stranger Things. Number 3, The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Number 8, Family Guy. Number 9, The Walking Dead.
Okay. What's left?
Jeopardy.
Oh, it should be on
it really
here.
Should
no,
be
seriously.
Based on,
yeah.
I know. That was a good guess.
Yeah, bless
that was a very
you.
Good
I appreciate
guess.
That guess. Bless
that was
you.
A good guess. What else is big on? Because Netflix now, I'm leaning towards Netflix. Am I wrong to do
are
that?
They Netflix?
You are right in one instance.
Hmm.
One instance?
She says Googling.
El Camino.
Oh, Breaking Bad. It's more of a movie, right?
No.
That's a good guess.
Netflix.
I mean, it's better than, you know, How I Met Your Mother in 2019.
Sure.
You
don't know, man.
Think.
I don't like your condescension. What?
Cocaine?
Yeah.
Cocaine?
What show's about cocaine?
Oh, come on.
Cocaine Santa.
Although, you know what?
What?
I don't know why they're tweeting about this year, because I don't think they had any
season.
Oh,
how about that? How about that? You mean they're tweeting about shows in the past?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
What is it?
Narcos.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't know.
Oh, I love Narcos.
He really turned there.
Yeah, he really did. Narcos is number 10.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So we've got 4. One you will not get because I've never heard of this show.
Okay.
And it's literally number 4.
Really?
I've
is
never
it any
heard
of the
it.
Ones that we love, like Killing Eve or some of the
like,
smaller?
Is it like a Vikings or something? Is it?
No. But Love Island is on here, which was a huge British thing.
Yes.
But then it
At
came,
first, then
it came
to America,
here.
And nobody watched it, but CBS was like, we're not getting
we're
rid of it.
Yeah.
We've got to do it.
Well, I'm out.
All right.
What do we have left?
The ones that are left, Catfish, the TV show.
Oh, come on.
Came
what?
In at number 7. Grey's Anatomy came in at number 5.
Still on TV,
Still
huh?
on TV, still doing great numbers. Hmm. Number 4, I've never heard of.
Okay.
La Casa de Papel.
Oh, sure.
House of Paper?
Mm-hmm.
Could that be House of Cards in another country?
No.
I hope.
Wait, Casa de...
Why are we all looking at Destiny?
We really did!
Money. It's called Money Heist.
You know, we should settle this early so that we don't keep doing this. Do you speak Spanish?
No, I don't.
Okay, all right, okay. Good. All right.
La Casa de Papel is called...
That's the House of Paper, so yeah. I was thinking, what if it is the House of Cards in another country?
Money Heist on Netflix. Oh. Huh. Netflix announced a season 4 start date for Spanish
season
language drama Money Heist. Yeah.
So it's an American version of the Spanish version?
It is the Spanish version that goes on to Netflix.
Hmm.
Yeah. I didn't know it either.
I don't feel like we did very good guessing at that game.
Well, now we found out we have two Spanish people on the staff that don't speak Spanish, and we need to check this out before they're hired.
That's why we hired Destiny.
Because she was finally going to help us out.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Con Español. But instead, Huera over here is the only one speaking the Spanish. God damn it. All right.
Are we not allowed to ask that in the interview process?
I don't think so.
Do you speak Spanish? I think you could ask that.
Have we ever brought up the child thing on the air?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think we did. Michael Schneider, brother Mike, who we love very dearly, was in here, and he, at one point, was saying, because of Frozen 2 being in theaters, did any of us see it? And then he looked at all of us and was like, you didn't see it, or you, I mean, your baby Jensen's probably way too young to go. Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah. And then he looked at Destiny, and he said, Destiny, you have a kid, right? Which is crazy. Because
you just never say that to a woman.
He knew she didn't have a kid. It was a very weird moment. Yeah. And also, it felt tingly racist. Slightly.
I don't think so.
It felt
from him.
No, but in the room, we had to like...
Mele kaliki maka.
I mean, we had to deal with a little.
Right.
And then later, we kind of brought it back up to him, and he said, that was a Destiny's Child joke. Because...
Like 2 hours later.
But he said, Mike, do you have a kid?
A kid, which we never would have put together.
No.
But he was sort of, I think, subtly thinking we'd connect the dots.
Why wouldn't he say child, though?
I don't know.
But then when you didn't connect the dots,
he
just left it hanging in the air.
And also we all looked at him weird and he let it hang. We all just were like, eh? And then he just went with it. Anyway, Destiny.
That is magic.
Destiny's kid is beautiful. She showed me a picture.
So now all we do is talk about Destiny's kid. Yeah. And now his name is Mike. Mm-hmm. We've got a made-up name.
Yeah.
Mele kaliki maka.
We love him, Destiny. He's a great kid.
Baby. He's a
real good. She brought him to work the other day.
Right.
Though. Right? That was a lot.
Ridiculous.
Oh.
Is it a toilet baby?
I don't think so. He's just a good kid.
Got we found out a lot right now.
Yeah.
So. We really did.
That was helpful.
Wow.
Going on the air in about 30 seconds, everybody.
Good. La Casa de Papel. Happy birthday to Meg White from the White Stripes.
Hey.
Bobby Flay. Mm. He's a chef.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is.
Raven Simone.
Okay.
That's so Raven to have her birthday today.
Today, yeah.
Kenneth Branagh. That's what's happening.
I'm a bad spokesman.
Okay.
I shouldn't be doing commercials, right?
You do a bunch, though, man.
Yeah, but agreed?
No, I think, I mean...
You do great commercials when you can, like, not live. If they were live reads, I'd say
be a real
absolutely
mess.
Don't
do it.
But yeah.
Don't do it. But yeah, you're a great spokesperson.
What if somebody were to give me a super corny copy, and then I was supposed to pull that off? Would you have confidence in me in that situation?
You're not an actor by any stretch of the imagination. I feel like that's not quite in your wheelhouse, but it really depends on the material.
Yeah. What if the material's really corny?
Okay.
Now, some people love that, and some people can pull that off.
Right.
I'm not that guy.
Okay. Hmm. Did you attempt that?
I did.
Okay.
Sweet James Bergener.
Are you the new Lightning?
Pretty much.
Okay.
It's lit.
This is Sweet James Bergener, and I had Omar pull the whole file of me trying... to make this work.
Okay.
And they wrote it super corny on purpose.
And you just basically read it.
The other thing about me is that I just rip and read.
Right.
And no one can do that worse than me.
Okay.
Why would I do that? Why wouldn't I read it through 10 times first and
you
know
just
what
sort
I
of anchorman it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's not ideal. Mm-hmm. They say there's no place like home for the holidays. We say there's no one better. What the f***?
Says? That's what
they say there's no place for the holidays. We say there's no one better than attorney Sweet James Bergener.
What? That doesn't even
what
make
the
sense.
How does that make sense? All right, so I'm already... That's the first sentence.
Right.
I love that Omar's like, that's not what it says.
Yeah,
it is me.
That's what it says.
So there's no place like home, which is a saying.
Okay.
And then
but
we say there's no one
there's
better.
There's no one better than him. That's not...
That's not, again,
they don't correlate.
So it's not just me.
No, that it doesn't make any sense.
There's no place
sense.
Like home.
Right.
We say Sweet James is our home, or that's bad
something,
also,
yes,
but at least it connects. Right.
At least there's some connection
there.
All right. How does that make sense? They say there's no place like home for the holidays. We say there's no one better than attorney Sweet James Bergener. This season is busier than ever. Shoppers rushing, drivers racing. If you want to keep rocking around the Christmas tree, Jesus Christ. Is this a joke?
Is this a joke on me?
I thought it seems like it might be.
Like there's a camera someplace and they're watching me try to pull this off. Because who could pull this off less than me? So that's written.
Okay.
Do you, when you accept these, because they're sent to us or whatever, you don't read them before you kind of accept them?
Well, no.
Okay.
I've done Sweet James Bergener for a long time.
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
love the guy.
You have confidence and pride in it.
Yes.
Exactly. You know that it's going to be fine. It's not going to be like, and I'm a Nazi, Kevin Ryder.
Right. No, right. Well, I'm not positive
ending
after this.
Right,
but,
right, okay.
But we'll see. No, but he's one of the clients that's genuinely like, whatever works for you, just do whatever works for you. So I shouldn't have read this, but I tried, and I kept trying.
Okay.
What the? This season is busier than ever. Shoppers rushing. Balls. Shoppers rushing, drivers racing. If you want to keep rocking around that Christmas tree, do not hesitate to call Sweet James if you get nipped by a reindeer or hit by in or hit in the rear by a sleigh.
What?
What the f-
What is going on?
This party lit.
This is crazy.
Who gets nipped by a reindeer hit in the butt with a sleigh?
Clearly, they're going for the
for
cheesy Christmas
theme. Yes,
maybe.
But I'm not the guy to pull it off. Some people can.
You aren't.
I'm not.
Also,
that guy.
Not sure it commits. I know this sounds insane. I'm not sure it commits enough to be the corny part.
Oh,
I
so think, it didn't go hard enough that
no,
way.
No, I think it's just genuine. If you get nipped in the butt by a reindeer, like there's nothing.
No, but they do mean that as code for getting in an accident in the holidays, of
right,
course.
Sure.
Yeah, but it's not good.
But right. And I'm not good as well. You put those two together and you get this.
Santa's a bastard.
I can't do. Can I do this? The answer is no. Honestly, is there any way to not do this? Wow.
This is extra, like, crazy.
All right, I'm going to do the 30 and the 15. Okay, so I had a 60 second.
Okay.
So I was like, and a 30 and a 15. So I was like, I'll do the 30-second commercial.
Yeah, like, let's get into that.
And the 15-second commercial. Okay. We'll leave the 60 and we'll figure something out later.
Okay.
All right. Don't hesitate to call Sweet James if you get nipped by a reindeer or hit by a... or hit in the rear by a sleigh. Is this code? Here's wishing that all of your days are merry and bright. But if they're not, please make a call to Sweet James. By the way, that copy...
Mm-hmm.
Was the beginning of the 30-second commercial and the 15-second commercial. So me moving on...
Didn't change anything.
Didn't help a lot.
You can't, like, nowhere to run, nowhere to hide.
Right. Mm-hmm. We know there's much to do this season, and the goal is to keep most... We know there's much to do this season, and the goal is to keep the... We know there's much to do this season, and the goal to keep the most wonderful time of the year at the top of everyone's list. But accidents do happen. Let Sweet James be your voice. Available 24/7 and through the holidays.
No
edit there. You didn't hear that.
But
edit.
By the way,
sounded
not,
good.
I'm going to give you a little bit of credit. That
Please.
Was worded like a maze.
It, weird.
Yeah,
it was a
like,
journey.
You were like really in and out of that thing.
Right.
Not your fault. Yeah.
Not my fault.
Well, the wording was like a little difficult.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. James has got you. Winning millions for his clients. 800-500-5200 or sweetjames.com. How do you think I did with James has got you?
I don't think...
Good.
I'm going to put on my jams.
Like, it's all very much...
James has got you.
Wow. Holy crap. So that's the recording session, and I don't know if they made a commercial out of it or not.
Oh, really? So this could just air during commercials?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hope it does.
I need it, too. I need to hear you talking about reindeers just nipping at you.
I'm just...
Sleigh's hitting you in the butt.
Yeah.
I'm not your guy for that.
Oh, no. Hire you for everything.
It's top 10 beer mug interviews coming up at the top of the hour.
Can't wait.
That's going to be fun.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about our Secret Santa because it's gotten very competitive. Very.
Listen... I'm sorry for starting this.
Allie did start it.
It's not the reason for the season, but we'll get into it later. But
some
seriously.
Things come from genuine arguments in our room. Mm-hmm. This segment is truly real.
It's concerning.
And I have many concerns.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
you
I
should.
Thought of more last night.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Like, why are you and I accepting the fact that she's going to win?
I know.
Right, we'll do that later.
Whatever. She's gaslighting us, but we'll get into it.
We'll do that later. All right. I would like to introduce you to Tori. who is a young woman.
Okay.
And I'll just let the report tell you what's interesting about her.
This is Tori. She fell in love with Travis and Ethan and Mark and Chris.
Four total. I count.
Four.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all right,
so
Tori.
It's her and Travis and Ethan and Bob and Chris.
A bit of a dilemma to fall in love with four different people.
Sure.
Sure.
You gotta, I mean, we've been in situations where we've had feelings for other people. You got to pick one, right?
You don't have to.
Not
know.
In this
you
house.
You can be polyamorous.
Okay.
There's four dudes.
All right.
Yeah.
And her.
Their four-way relationship is working wonders for them.
This is the master bedroom. This is the room that has the bigger bed that people will swap in and out of every night just so that everyone can get equal turns, you know, sharing a bed, rotating in and out.
I got news for you. They're not rotating in and out of the bed.
Yeah, it's not sharing the bed that's
right.
equal turns.
Right.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine being the woman in that situation?
And why has it got to be every night they swap out? Can it be a week?
Right.
They did talk that's not in this tape. They did talk about do you get jealous of each other?
Yeah.
And yes, sometimes.
I would assume a little bit
every
at times.
Night they change out.
Oh, see, that would get tiring.
Yeah.
I would say a week. Plus, you're not washing sheets every day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
I didn't mean to, like, bring it to that, but...
No, but I would call, like, as soon as you wash the laundry first.
Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Not touching the nose.
So then the reporter goes on.
The term poly, meaning multiple, often refers to a three-person relationship. But for these guys, it's Tori and her four separate lovers.
And her four separate lovers. Her lovers. By the way, none of the four... Mm-hmm. Should have anyone.
Meaning
Kevin.
Physically?
I mean fugly.
Wow.
Times 10.
Kevin.
I'm being
ugly people need love too. Yeah, everybody in a relationship is not hot.
Also, maybe that's why they're accepting.
I'm not hot, but I'm just saying they're extreme.
But maybe that's why they're accepting being one of four.
I need to Google this now.
But you know what I mean? Like maybe they're more likely to accept this situation because they're heinous.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What about her?
She's fine. She's fine.
What a real star.
No, I'm saying compared to them,
she's okay.
She's a princess.
She can pick from four is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
She could just have one if she wanted.
Okay.
But she picked these four dudes.
The relationship could best be described by having Tori as the hub and all of us are spokes on a giant wheel.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't like the spoke
thing. I think
thing.
The bigger issue, who's the handlebars? Who's the seat even? This is a problem.
So then the reporter asks,
Allie just saw the pictures of the guys.
Right? Back me up, Allie. You were just criticizing me for being mean. Back me up.
I mean, what numbers are they?
Back me up.
If we add them up, are they a 10 out of the four?
Mm-mm.
Oh, boy.
They're not a 10 if you add them up, right? Was I exaggerating?
They're not for me.
Do you have, them as a four total?
Somebody.
Do you have them as a four total?
No. It started, this video that I'm watching,
uh-huh.
It started with the worst one.
Right. Okay.
So that shocked me.
Yeah. And the worst one is effing troll. Right? Yes, right? Allie, back me up.
He's not for me.
Not
she ugly. She ugly. Oh. U-G-L-Y. She ain't got no alibi. She ugly.
Okay, it's not her. It's them.
Oh, yes, yes.
And she's good, right? Right. Don't just mouth the word wow.
Let the audience know.
I'm the one on the air saying it.
No, she is adorable, first of all.
Yes.
She's
okay.
Adorable. The wow.
Right?
That is something.
The four of them don't add up to a 10.
Oh, you know what? I'm looking at them now. They look like a Dungeons and Dragons
Thank
group.
You.
They
Thank
look
you.
Like the guys that tweet me about wow. Star Wars, that I can't possibly love Wars as much as I do. It is it is exactly what I picture
Thank
when
you.
I get Star Wars.
Was not, it accurate?
Way,
I don't think you sold it enough.
I didn't go hard enough
they
on
They don't
them.
Add up to 10.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
So the reporter says, what if any... they don't add up to 5?
Allie's
You're
holding
not
up
helping
a 5.
Me, Allie.
Allie's holding up a 5.
She's doing it quietly, though.
Let everyone know.
So she says, what if one of the guys, say, fell in love with somebody else? They're asking
right.
Tori this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, I would love it if somebody found a second partner. You know, dividing time between all five people and making sure everyone feels included is kind of difficult.
So she
feels like a mom. Like she doesn't have enough time for her kids.
She is worn out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's like, please find someone else.
Oh, gosh.
It's really difficult keeping up.
Well, Tori, I know who I'd drop first.
Do you really? You can pick out of these?
The worst guy.
Drop first? Yeah.
I honestly, I think it's a four-way tie.
No way.
By the way, one is wearing a Star Wars shirt, if you didn't notice. Allie, it's almost like you nailed his entire demo.
All right, the worst guy speaks now.
Okay.
Okay.
But for me personally, yeah. I've never been with the idea of monogamy, so I've always looked for a polyamorous relationship.
Yeah, you've been in a lot of those, dude.
Right.
Come on.
I know which one you're saying is the worst.
Yes?
Yeah, I put it together.
Because it's clear.
Yeah. I mean, this is
Do
not...
they add up to 4 out of 10? Do I the think, four of them add up to 4?
I think one is a 2. I think 2 are 2s and 2 are 1s.
I think the one that kind of looks like he could be Andrew Santino's little
he's
brother.
A 2. Yeah. He's a 2.
He's a 2.
He's a 2.
2, okay. 2, 1, 1. 6. No, what is that? 2, 2, 1, 1, 4.
All right.
5, 6. Yeah.
Here's the twist. You ready?
2, yeah. 1, 1.
And now this five-way relationship is about to be joined by an additional member.
You guys weren't paying attention. You were doing
a fifth?
I heard it.
A fifth member.
Oh, okay. I hope they get to 10.
You ready?
Okay.
All right, and then here we have the nursery.
Here we have the nursery.
Oh, no.
She's pregnant?
Pregnant.
Does she know which one? Come on, redhead.
Come on, one of the twos.
So I am currently about 23, 24 weeks pregnant. We found out a couple weeks ago that we're having a girl. We're very excited.
And so who's the father of the baby?
Who's the father?
Mm-hmm.
So Chris is the biological father. We just know that because of timing.
How would you know that if it's every day they're in and out?
They're rotating in and out. They have no idea who the father is. They have to go on Maury, right?
Absolutely.
How do their friends and family accept them?
Having an unusual relationship structure has meant they've all received judgment.
A lot of people have grown up in monogamy culture of, you don't really love someone if you have eyes for somebody else.
It sucks to have to say, but I probably have more of the negative reaction from friends and family.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, and I feel this about any relationship. If it's not hurting anyone,
go for it.
Go for it. Enjoy it. Do whatever you want to do. If it makes you happy, makes the other person happy, be happy.
I do have good news, though.
Yes. Yeah.
The biological dad is the
Is the redhead?
Is the Santino,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Maybe.
No, I have
it. If she's right. Oh, you do?
If she's right. If she's right.
If she's right.
Oh, there's no way.
There's no way she knows.
No way.
They rotate. They're the spoke. She's the wheel. You remember that part?
I think she's the hub.
She's the hub. Thank
you. Which every woman wants to be.
Right. It's so romantic.
Yes.
And then they talk about how they're going to raise the kid.
Despite the judgment, jealousy, and jostling for attention, these guys are more than excited to welcome the sixth person into their family.
I'm a little partial to us, but I couldn't think of a better family to raise a baby in.
I'm definitely excited. This is going to be an adventure, so I'm more than ready for it.
All right, so that's the end of the story. And I would just like to say, I'd like to find out a year from now how many of them are still around.
Yeah.
Because she's going to have to take care of the baby. And that means less rotating for the guys.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah.
They're going to now be fighting for those spots.
Yeah, it's going to get ugly.
It started ugly. What are you talking about?
Can I just say, before people get all mad at us, that, why would you say that they're ugly? I mean, just look it up.
By
the way, I would just like to say, when I said they were fugly,
Allie came to their defense.
Mad.
She was very disappointed
in
me. She wasn't mad.
Yeah.
She was disappointed.
She was disappointed.
And then she saw the picture and she was like, oh.
Also, I want people to know that we weren't critical of their lifestyle and of their love. We were critical that they're ugly.
We are horrible.
Which is a much... I think it's a more distinct decision.
We are models, and we should be passing judgment.
That's right. That's right.
All right, Jensen, what do you have? What's this Ray J clip?
Okay.
I don't know anything about it.
You know Ray J possibly is an R&B singer or Brandy's brother or the guy in that Kim Kardashian video.
Wouldn't get out of the way for Kevin.
Wouldn't get out of the way for the thing he wanted to see. Or he was the recent star of the VH1 car crash that is Love and Hip Hop.
Mm-hmm.
But over the past few years, he's fancied himself a bit of an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
He's like one of those guys who goes show to show kind of pitching different items. He's very erratic, and he's talked about these specialized glasses, these reading glasses, mm-hmm. or he goes on talk shows and sells his, like, motor scooters.
What?
It's very weird. Music is very not much, you know, it's, like, not in his life anymore. So this past week, he sat down with Complex News and this interviewer named Speedy to fill him in on his newest endeavors. It's wild. He deals with some of his recent marital woes, which played out in public in 2019, and the interviewer asks him if, because of that, he's looking forward to leaving that behind with a new decade.
I want to keep everything that was in 2019 here, and then I want to move into the 2020 fresh, just like I like to move into today fresh from yesterday. You know, I don't really trip. I buy some white t-shirts, I wear them. I'll even wear my shirts for 2 or 3 days, right? And then I throw them away. I don't wash them. Wait, I don't wash my socks. I throw them away.
Right?
I get some socks from CVS or some drawers from CVS because I'm on the move. Drawers cost about $7.99. Mm-hmm. And I wear the drawers and I throw them away. I don't wash them.
I feel you, but I'm curious as to what that
You get
has
what I'm saying?
With,
no. That has a lot to do with leaving stuff.
Did he say no?
No, the guy said no. He said, you know what I'm saying? No, I don't.
No, not sure I'm following. Kevin, didn't you used to do that?
No. That was an exaggeration.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, but
who wears a pair of socks or underwear and throws them away after one use?
I guess he's making a metaphor for, like,
leaving stuff behind.
But it, like, doesn't connect. It's, like, not a...
Yeah.
And that's what
I think he's serious about. The underwear and the socks, though.
Oh, he's definitely 100% serious.
He's on the move, Kevin.
He's on the move.
And he buys him to CBS, which I think is good.
Now, Speedy asks about Ray J and his music, if he's still recording. And because of that, we stumble onto some extremely problematic sleep patterns that are currently in Ray J's life.
Yes, I have an album as an EP. Like, I go in the studio every night. I was in the studio all last night. I be in the studio every night, all night, just recording because it's fun. And plus, I be waiting for the sun to come up.
What does that mean?
That means that I wait for the sun to come up. That means that I be up waiting for the sun to come up so we can get back to work. I sleep like on the weekend sometimes.
But Monday through Friday?
I haven't slept since Monday.
It was Thursday when they interviewed him.
No way.
Yeah, I mean, it's
true. Is that physically possible?
I don't know, because he looks wild. Even in the interviews, he's like moving his arms around. Like
frenetic.
Yeah, and like at the beginning of the interview, someone comes out and goes, Ray, I want to introduce you to one of my good friends. Give it up for Ray J. But it's like, it's Ray J doing the introduction.
What?
Yeah.
It's he's like,
he introduces
man.
Himself?
He does. Wow. Yeah. So it's like, I do believe that he might have been awake for, you know, a week.
Wow. Who is doing this interview?
A guy named Speedy, who is great.
I love Speedy. I know.
Because Speedy's
not letting things go.
He never lets things go, which I adore.
But he also doesn't jump in and judge and decide. He's just say more about that.
He just
what
knows
does that mean?
We need more info.
Yes.
So maybe there are bigger problems in Ray J's life, more than his marriage. He's not sleeping. He goes on to start his earbuds, because, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, you got to have your own ear, you know, headphones.
Sure.
They're available in 15 colors and for half the price of Apple's earbuds. And Ray J has a proclamation to go along with his sales pitch.
I'm here to show world that there is a new breed of musicians and artists and filmmakers and professionals that's going to come and be on time. We're going to market. We could even hang out for an hour after. What? And then tomorrow we can have breakfast and we can continue to go. If you can't get up and go to breakfast the next morning with your investors, you don't need to be in the game.
He's got a point.
You know, a lot of times, if I have a meeting with clients, if I am not there for breakfast the next morning, it's like, are you even serious about this sales
pitch? Imagine being in just like an hour-long meeting, being like, man, that was cool, man. All right, good job. I'll see you tomorrow for breakfast. Like with people you just met.
No.
You'd be a psychopath. And that's when he gets into his eyeglasses. Now, he's been demonstrating these for years. This is kind of what got him into...
I don't know this. I haven't seen any pictures.
It kind of got him into meme land. Okay. And I'm going to try to explain it to you as well as I can over the radio. They are normal reading glasses, except they kind of top down like a convertible.
Did he steal this from Bunny Eyes glasses? Because these have been around...
It is Bunny Eyes.
Oh, it is Bunny Eyes?
He works with Bunny Eyes glasses.
He does?
He does. So these basically can move around and function by taking the arm off... Allie, if you know them,
they're awesome. Because sometimes if you're reading and you're wearing your glasses, but you don't need your glasses to like see far away, you just tilt them down.
Oh, I see.
And then you can take them off and almost use them like as a little like monocle type thing. They are the raddest glasses you have ever seen.
What do I do with my monocle, though? If I get these glasses, could I throw out the monocle?
You don't need your monocle anymore. Yeah, you now have glasses that can do multiple things.
You do still have to work in the Monopoly game, so continue that. Okay, it has a function that I'm 100% not sure you totally need, but like Allie says, it is a function. But he has quite a claim about the glasses, and Speedy, as always, has some immediate issues with it.
They're unbreakable.
Unbreakable?
They're Test unbreakable. Test Break them.
Step on it right now.
No, you step on them.
It's your product.
You step on them.
Go ahead.
Speedy, step on them.
I can't do that.
You can.
I bet you I can break these.
They're unbreakable.
Speedy. They're not unbreakable.
Speedy.
Don't tell me they're unbreakable.
Listen.
Don't challenge me.
Listen.
Don't challenge me, Ray. They're unbreakable.
Listen, Speedy, they're unbreakable. They cannot break.
Okay. So,
Speedy, for God's sake, step on him.
Again, love Speedy. Yeah. He's doing the exact
He's doing the right thing because now I'm believing they're unbreakable.
Yeah. Right.
Ray
okay.
J is doing his job impeccably.
And so Speedy takes the challenge, grabs the glasses, and tries.
It's impossible.
They broke in half. And I mean, 1/1000, 2/1000 breaks them. It wasn't even...
It's impossible.
It wasn't difficult.
But if you're watching this video, in my head, I was like, oh, they're not going to break. Yeah. No, Ray J's totally right. And when they broke, I was like, oh, that's weird.
Also, Speedy the entire time knew they were going to break. It wasn't even like a question in his mind they were going to break. And now they just sit and stare at each other in silence.
I don't care, but it's fine.
Yeah, now I'm at that.
I don't care.
Can you play it again? Can you start that again? The silence and then I don't care.
I don't care is
all right,
awesome.
Here we go.
I just told you they're unbreakable.
And then I broke them. All right.
I don't care, but it's fine.
Yeah, now I'm mad that I broke them, bro.
Don't worry, but there's more.
You have another pair?
I have tons of pairs. I have a whole case of them.
Okay.
Can I have them and can I break them?
So he has others. What I want everyone to understand here is that Ray J is a barrel of fun, and we're going to have to keep our eyes on him moving forward. Because he is, also Speedy, we should follow.
Sure.
But love.
He's an unbreakable person, so let's let him have the last word.
When you got the mustard, I'm going to help you catch up.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:51. Top 10 beer mug interview moments.
Woohoo!
Coming up just after the top of the hour.
There was a time in the 80s where you could not turn on the radio and not hear the song. It must have been
love. Oh, sure.
But it's over now. It must have been good. But I lost it somehow. It must have been love.
Who is this?
That is Roxette.
Roxette.
And that is a bop.
An absolute jam.
It is so good.
Oh.
And that's like the era of Journey and Heart and like the Bangles
just
and like
power
so many
ballads.
Powerhouse ballads from females that I love.
Why are we playing Roxette?
Because she has passed away at the age of 61. Roxette singer Marie Fredriksson. She had a 17-year battle with cancer, you guys.
Wow.
Crazy.
She suffered a seizure in her bathroom in 2002, fainted, suffered a cracked skull, which led to an MRI scan revealing a brain tumor.
Oh, man.
She suffered health problems due to chemotherapy, but she was still able to continue performing until 2016. Roxette sold 75 million albums worldwide,
wow.
You guys.
Yeah.
Huge, huge band.
Remember when bands used to sell albums?
Yeah.
Right?
And ones with, like, you know, medium hits.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got another one of their hits there as well, if you want to hear it, because obviously that was a great ballad, but they also had some bops. She's got the look.
Jam.
Oh,
good
Roxette,
stuff.
Roxette, you guys.
Good stuff.
Great album. I didn't know who I was until I heard this album.
I mean, that seems like a stretch, but
I don't know.
I don't know. Rest in peace to Roxette singer Marie Fredriksson. Mm-hmm. Was that her coming from the other world? Did you hear that?
What?
The knocking?
The knocking, in, like, right underneath us.
It's Marie. I have bops.
Is that what she'd say to us?
That's the first thing she would say.
Thank you, K-Rock, for playing my music. Those were jams. Thank you.
We tweeted it as our Kevin and Bean, at Kevin and Bean on Twitter, opening tweet, the picture of the Walmart naughty, naughty sweater.
Mm-hmm. That's the best thing I've ever seen.
How bummed are you, Kevin, that you now can't get the picture of Santa, who apparently has lined up cocaine in front of him on this sweater? I mean, it's a busy time for Santa. Let's be honest. If you're going to do a little bump every now and then, make it during the holiday season when you're busy.
We always think that this place is run very rinky-dink. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, no one's communicating with each other.
No accountability.
We didn't find out there was a webcast till Acoustic Christmas until like 5 minutes before. Yeah. Like, that kind of stuff. And I assume that's just the way this station is.
Yeah.
It's the way everybody's. This is Walmart.
Well, this is Santa, and it says, "Let it snow," and it seems to be like balls of snow, like making a little tree,
mm-hmm.
and then in front of him, there's just three lines, mm-hmm. like he...
Yeah, balls
that
was
is
late.
The
very
weakest
late. Very late.
No,
very
I just tried
bell.
To pick it up and dropped it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that, right. okay.
Okay.
Go ahead and try it again.
All right, nice. That was for balls,
right? All right.
Better.
Walmart has pulled it off its site because it's from a third party seller that's obviously very naughty and won't be getting a Christmas gift.
There are lines
cut right
cut
there
in the front of him.
Yeah.
In front of him.
Yeah. And you did say it says "Let it snow" underneath.
Yeah, it's cocaine.
It really is.
There is no question.
It's 100% cocaine.
No question.
Cocaine Santa. It's me from Roxette. It's definitely cocaine.
Why is she so manly?
I don't know.
Like, you can't even put on a female voice?
Why does she sound like
Number
Kermit?
One, it's not my voice. Number one, that is not me.
Oh, I see.
Okay. Number two, I don't know what the afterlife's like. I don't know. It's probably gender fluid there.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
Well, okay.
All right.
Stop being such a bitch, Allie McKay.
Very specific. But
it's over now. It is over now.
Because she's dead? Is that your joke?
I don't know.
Honestly.
Goodbye. Got things to do.
Yeah, you
gotta
do.
Gotta go hang out with...
Think of a
anyone
dead
anyone else dead. Come on.
You can do it.
Anyone.
Elvis Presley.
Thank you. Wow.
Kevin, what's happening with you?
I don't know. I kept wanting to say Rick Astley, but he's alive and well.
I hope so.
I know, he's alive. I know something you don't know. See you soon, Rick.
No, he's alive.
I think...
Nope, see you soon.
Okay. But he's alive.
This is weird.
Check that lump on your neck, Rick Astley.
Okay.
What is wrong with you?
I hope that Omar is listening right now.
By the way, look on eBay. You can buy Cocaine Santa sweaters and shirts.
How much?
No, like $24. They're just people remaking them.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I want an authentic
Walmart
one. You want
the real one, yeah. You want the Walmart one.
The one that has actual cocaine
on
the
shirt. Well, no, I'm saying they have... Oh, right, right, right.
Yeah, the lines are actual cocaine.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So you can sniff your shirt.
That one says it's the price of an 8-ball.
We
don't
even
know.
We understood why there would be real cocaine on it.
Oh, the Walmart one is on eBay. I can get it right now for $55.
Buy it.
Okay. How much?
Or best offer. Ooh, this sounds like a Secret Santa gift.
That's what I was just thinking.
I mean, it's tomorrow, guys.
I know, but we could.
Have you not gotten your? We're going to talk.
I mean,
about
it hasn't come in.
We'll talk about it later.
If it hasn't come in, does it count?
It does because you can still like print out a picture of it.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Continue.
Here's the thing. I hope Omar is listening right now because we had a conversation on the air about whether or not he should get his wife, Kazzy, a waffle iron.
Yes.
Because she dropped a hint at dinner out of nowhere. She's like, I want a waffle iron, a waffle maker. And he's like, do I get her that for Christmas? And we're like, not as a big gift.
Right.
Get it as something
secondary,
that you give her as well as other gifts.
I wouldn't even make it a gift. I would just say, hey, I got this for you. I know you want it.
I said to him Christmas morning or a lead up to Christmas, bring her waffles in bed and just say, look what I made you on your new waffle maker, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe don't say bitch because it's a lovely time.
Kazzy would punch him.
Right.
I think Kazzy would laugh at that.
Yeah, she would.
Yeah. Here's the
thing. And then punch him.
Why he needs to be listening. According to new research, 1 in 5 Americans are planning on giving somebody a, quote, take the hint gift this holiday season.
Oh, no.
A survey of 2,000 Americans found that hint gifts are a very common practice. 1 in 3 saying they've given at least one in the past. And the person in your life most likely to give us these, quote, hint gifts, our own partner. So your partner drops a hint. They want that gift.
Mm-hmm.
Get it. Get the waffle maker.
That's a terrible idea.
No, absolutely. If someone's dropping hints about gifts, absolutely get it. If it's something
dumb idea.
If it's something like, oh, a little bottle of perfume, that's not going to be your big gift for them.
Yeah, but don't like wrap mouthwash for your wife. Do you know what I mean?
But your wife is not going to be like, really want to try that Plax.
Yeah, but they're saying like you could be giving someone like exercise equipment that they didn't ask for, and then that's the hint you're giving your wife.
You're still stuck on that Peloton ad.
It is.
It's yeah. still stuck
It is pretty
on
dark.
I don't know. All I'm saying is if I drop a hint,
then it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Fine. It's fine.
Because I was thinking the other way. Like, if you're giving a gift, that's a hint.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the
that's
wrong
oh,
way.
Oh, no, that's a wrong
okay.
way. Yeah.
All right, good. That's what I was alluding
yeah.
to. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. What birthdays are today, Allie?
Thanks for asking. Meg White, Raven Simone, Bobby Flay, and Kenneth Branagh. And that's what's happening.
Coming up, we have Bad Secret Santa Presents.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to argue over who has the best one here, which, of course, is me.
Right. No.
And comedian Greg Fitzsimmons will join us.
A little hat guy.
Fitzdog.
In the 8 o'clock hour. First, Muggs is here. Why are you here, Muggs?
Well, it's that time of the year, you guys, where we recap all my gold. And my gold.
I didn't realize that was it. Okay.
Yes, it's time to take a look at the top beer mug interview moments.
The top beer mug interview moments. That's outrageous. When beer mug's on the case, he'll stick a microphone in your face. Questions, he's got none. He just yells, that is awesome. And when you think that is it, he says, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Beer mug is such a stud. Oh no, I mean he's a dud. The top beer mug interview moments. Let's go.
That is correct, you guys. Yeah, great.
Good.
Great hey, Omar
hey,
intro.
Hey, Muggs, if you don't mind, just a note. The microphone's on.
I know. I get excited, guys.
See, you don't need to yell at
me. He's our cocaine Santa.
Yeah. yeah.
This amplifies your voice.
What?
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
Yeah. You can just talk at a normal tone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Sure.
How long you been working?
14 years.
Okay.
So,
okay.
This year was interesting because I wasn't put on a lot of assignments, but that did
mm-hmm.
not stop my output.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
So we start at the beginning of the year at the Atlanta Super Bowl Radio Row.
Okay.
With none other than Kenny Mayne. You know, we all know Kenny Mayne,
oh, yeah.
ESPN legend.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't really up to date on his projects.
Right. Will you be able to recap the game on the NFL Sunday Countdown?
I have nothing to do with Countdown anymore. I'm just doing SportsCenter.
For years.
Yep. It's
not a new one.
How many years?
Oh, yeah. He hasn't been on for years.
Awesome.
So that was number 10. Number 9, still at the Super Bowl Radio Row, with a NFL journeyman by the name of Natrell Jamerson, and he plays safety. And I like to read a lot of the info. A lot of the people that they bring to me, I don't have info on, so I go on my phone and read it really quick, and mm-hmm. that might have been resulted in this.
What was it like going to Wisconsin and being drafted fifth, right? Fifth pick by the Green Bay Packers, man.
Actually, I got drafted by the Saints.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I love that. Yep. I didn't know that. Oh, really?
Yep. Here's what I love about Muggs, though, is he gets the details wrong, but he always asks very detailed questions.
Yes, very detailed, yes. Yeah.
Why would
it's
you
almost
add...
like he's. It's almost like he's asking for
yes.
it.
Yes. Yeah. Just say that he was drafted into the NFL. Yeah. That's good.
Oh, what's it like playing in the NFL?
Right.
That's good enough.
Keep it vague.
Number 8. This,
unless you're Bugs.
Number 8, this is one of my favorites. This is when I was interviewed by some guys from 1116 Sen. That's Melbourne's home of sport from Australia.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to get my take on my prediction for the Super
this
Bowl.
Is, look, at Super Bowl, there's Radio Row,
yes. mm-hmm.
and there are players walking around, yep. coaches walking around. But for the most part, it's just people interviewing each other.
And it's a lot of downtime.
Yeah, very much.
So this is what brings us to number 8 and where I say goodbye to the guys. And
hey, great to have you on. Thanks for giving us a few minutes. Good luck to your team. I hope it all goes well for you.
Gary, Tim, Bob, it was a pleasure meeting you. I'm going to make it to your beautiful country one day. And my condolences to Pippa the dog. You guys heard about Pippa?
No.
Pippa was a dog.
We don't have a hell of a lot of time, do you, mate?
Okay, well, Pippa was a dog who was eaten by Casey the crocodile on the Adelaide River. He's dead. So
we'll look it up. Thanks for joining us.
They yeah. just wanted to
they
get you off.
They literally said goodbye, yep. and you're like, hold on, well, got a filibuster about Pippa.
Who they'd never heard of.
Right. No. Which is weird, because they're from Australia.
Look, all this is gold. You were right.
Yeah, you are a king.
Number 7 brings us to the Captain Marvel red carpet.
Excellent. This was gold.
And I had just seen a movie about the Four Seasons on HBO. Mm-hmm. And let's just see who I talked to. Ladies and gentlemen, this man does not need an explanation, okay? This man not only was a huge musical icon throughout the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and now Mr. Frankie Valli. How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific.
It's great to see you. I'm a huge fan of the Four Seasons, and I would like, if it's okay with you, to do my do a rendition of Sherry, and you tell me if I have a little if I have the singing chops. All right, here we go.
Yes.
Sherry, baby.
That was pretty good, man. I'll tell you that.
You heard it here first. Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons says my rendition of Sherry was pretty good.
I did, yes.
I assume he didn't hear it.
Actually, it was on pitch.
Mugs,
it was good.
Unreal. I also like when he was like, this is a man who needs no explanation.
Right.
What does that mean? You mean introduction.
Phrase. I think I meant introduction.
The famous phrase, this man needs no explanation. Give it up for Frankie Valli.
Yeah.
It's a gift.
Number 6 brings us to the MTV Movie and TV Awards, where I got to make Jensen really jealous mm-hmm. and interview Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch.
Yes. Mm.
And my question wasn't really up to par. On the real, when you guys join a show like this, obviously there's going to be drama, but how much of it do you guys want to avoid, and how much do you guys want to, like, you know, really get into the passion of it all? If that makes any sense.
No.
Didn't make any sense.
No.
Zero. Then, from RuPaul's Drag Race, Trixie and Katya come along.
Muggs is a gift to us all. Mess. He's like our Christmas gift to Southern California.
Yeah.
And I asked,
and we used to say fire beer mug.
I know.
I don't know
no
why.
Longer.
I'm so happy you could say it about me now.
I ask Trixie and Katya a question that really doesn't have to do with anything about them. Have you guys ever met Eddie Izzard?
No.
You guys got to do that. He's the man.
Is he here?
I don't think he's here, but you guys...
Why is that relevant?
It's a great question. Yeah.
Now...
That was definitely the start of something problematic.
Is he here? No.
Why is that relevant? It's a question you never want to hear from anyone in the LGBTQ community. Like, it didn't feel good.
Immediately after that, I thought I'd make it up with a little bit of song. So that brings
excellent.
Us back to Trixie and Katya with the number 4 interview moment. You look beautiful, both of you. And I do this for all the celebrities and famous people I meet, you know, localized on what you guys are known for. And
what?
It being RuPaul, I need to sing some RuPaul for you. Is that right? Here we go. You better work.
Cover girl.
Work it, girl.
Rule the world.
I think that's all I know.
Honestly, RuPaul, that could be all he knows. Yeah.
I mean, I thought that was kind of endearing.
I didn't hate it.
Yeah, I didn't hate that one.
Didn't hate it.
I don't think that needs any explanation, if you know what I mean.
So now we get into our top 3, you guys. And what better way than to highlight not only the interviewer, but the interviewee. And this brings us to Cheers with Beer Mug, where not only am I drunk, but the subject I'm talking to is drunk. And this is number 3. What's the worst injury you've ever had?
Gout. And my kneecap.
Gout. Let it all out. I wish I didn't have it in my lower kneecap. Come on.
Wow.
I'm talking about gout. Come on.
Tears for Fears is rolling over in their grave.
They're both alive.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, we all play along during Cheers with Beer Mug. Mm-hmm. Brings us to number 2 when I asked my man Jimmy.
Yeah! Woo-hoo! Old baby.
Favorite. What his thoughts on the 50th anniversary of the moon landing were.
Jimmy, yesterday was the 50th anniversary that man stepped foot on the moon. Do you think that really happened, or do you not think that really happened?
Well, I do believe they landed on the moon, and
Yeah.
That one makes Jensen die every single time.
For the record, when we listened to it the first time, no one made a big deal out of it.
Really?
I swear. And I wrote it down on a piece of paper because I was like, I'm going to listen to it later and try to pull it. And then when I pulled it at home, my wife was near me, and we both were like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. How does he say it like
that?
It's so great. Also, there are two drops in that. There's also Do You Think That Really Happened?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is from Muggs. It's a gold clip.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, I do believe they land on the moon.
So good.
So great. Congrats.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I can't believe that's even number one. That's not number one, but I almost can guess.
Yes, you can.
Number one. Let me get a drum roll, please.
I'll give it to you.
Okay. This brings us back to Cheers with Beer Mug. To the best person I've ever interviewed during Cheers with Beer Mug. I've never seen him again. Can't get a hold of him. Ladies and gentlemen.
He's most likely dead.
With the worst injury you've ever had, here's Brian.
What's the worst injury you've ever had?
A split lip. It was at a cell at the old school Atlantis Country Club. A giant Samoan Sumi forearmed me right in the face.
So that was the best pit you've ever been in, where you got elbowed in the face, forearm in the
best pit I was ever in.
That'll be 3 for 3, like the best interviews in a row
ever. Fast. What
is happening?
What? Okay, what? I know we focus on split lip because that's incredible, but also a suey, which I also
don't know what a suey is.
We gotta play it again.
We went through it for like 20 minutes.
We've had many people call in and explain the country club and that there were punk shows there and whatever. But a suey is still something that is up in the air. Okay,
all right, one more time.
What's the worst injury you've ever had?
A split lip. It was at a cell at the old school Atlantis Country Club. A giant Samoan Sumi forearmed me right in the face.
So that was the best pit you've ever been in, where you got elbowed in the face, forearm in the
best pit I was ever in.
That'll be 3 for 3, like the best interviews in a row ever. Fast.
What?
If he says a giant swole suey, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
A guy named Suey he was friends with.
It. Doesn't matter.
But who cares?
But who cares? Because those were the top Beer Mug interview moments. Well said.
Try it again. Greg Fitzsimmons joins us just after the top of the hour.
Right, that guy rules.
Love him so much.
Yes.
Let's talk Secret Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I feel like I started this. I apologize. I didn't mean for it to get like this. But we have Secret Santa coming up this week on the Kevin and Bean Show, where if you don't know what Secret Santa is, you put all your names in a hat, in a jar.
Okay, that seems less important than
Whatever.
Could you put it in a bag?
You could, yeah, absolutely.
We're definitely tangenting. Okay, keep going.
I like that you made it a verb, tangenting.
I mean, that's what we do here. Okay. So.
Did you say a sack?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can put it in a sack.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play the Santa sack thing. Okay, don't do it. I saw you reach for it. Here's the thing. You pick a name.
Yeah.
You get a gift for whoever is there.
Only
but
that
it's
person.
It's a secret.
Yes.
And then you're the Secret Santa. You give them the gift. Everyone's all happy.
Mm-hmm.
We do it every year. Mm-hmm. It's fun. Mm-hmm. We know our coworkers, so we tend to know what would delight them.
Some of us better than others.
Yeah.
But I said, kind of just off the cuff, I didn't mean for this to be that big of a deal, but I said something to the effect of,
oh my God, not
don't
a big
bother
deal.
Getting gifts because I won Secret Santa, you effing losers.
I mean, immediately, as soon as she received her person, I saw her go to her computer, type in a few things. She goes, if I can make this happen, I'm the winner. Like, she immediately made it a contest.
Yeah.
And I was going to let her have that. Uh-huh. I thought to myself, okay, she's very
confident.
Let her
win Santa.
But then, while that was all happening, I stumbled onto something pretty great.
Right.
Really?
For my secret. And I went, Allie's is going to be better.
How do you know, though?
No, I don't. She gaslit us, is what I'm saying.
She did.
She made
it's
us think
true.
It immediately. Oh, yeah.
Because both of us accepted that.
I did.
We were like,
you
okay,
did. Completely.
Okay, who's
because then you started fighting amongst the two of
for
you.
Second
who
place.
Will be second?
Right.
And I was
Which
like,
was
I won
true,
already.
True manipulation from a Charles Manson-esque standpoint.
Thank
Correct.
You.
And so I immediately.
So Allie is Charles Manson.
But yes. And then I went home and I said, you know what? I think I might have number one. I saw it. It
That's
came in the
crazy.
Mail. And I said to myself, this could be the winner. And I think I could. And it's almost sad, like the abuse victim I am, because I've been saying in the back, I'm either one or two. Right. I'm even still thinking she could beat me.
Yeah, no, I'm a strong one. There's
because
no way
she's
you're
so
beating
confident.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And yeah, so, it's gross.
Right, we're going to take your calls in a second. 1-800-520-1067. Actually,
on
right now.
If you think I'm going to win.
No. Please call. No.
Oh, bad okay. Secret Santa presence.
Yes.
Oh.
Bad because Secret Dave, Santa presence. Dave is just fighting for last place.
Dave gave up. He's
he
like,
gave up.
Mine sucks, everybody.
But wouldn't you think like that conversation would be, oh, I need to step up my game?
Because you,
not Dave.
As a Secret Santee, or whatever you would call them,
the gift,
the person receiving the
givee.
Secret, yes, the givee, the secret uh-huh. givee. That person, you are a Santa yourself, so you're hoping that the effort given back is
yes.
the same as what you've given, correct?
Yeah.
So, for example, one time I was a Secret Santa at a work, and I kind of, when someone explained it to me, I thought it was kind of a joke. They said it was you could spend up to $20.
Right.
Okay.
So you thought it was a gag gift?
Well, kind of. Yeah. I was like, well, what are we going to get someone we don't really know for $20?
Right.
And so I thought we would be giving jokes. So And then immediately, as they started opening them, I realized this is not a joke.
Oh,
everyone's
no.
taking it very
but
serious.
You had a joke?
And I brought the Kevin Federline CD.
Oh.
Well, which that's an awesome gift.
Which at the time was new, and it was like $16.
Don't say that it's good.
Well,
at the
no.
time,
no.
it was
he
new.
He said it was new.
I did it as a joke. I just thought that would be a good gift, and people were very, very mad.
Yeah.
Well, that's not ideal.
That's
and
not
I knew
ideal.
I was in the Dave spot at that point. I knew I was
your last place.
People,
here's the
people
thing.
Stared at me mad. It was not good.
I've already accepted that Dave chose me. As soon as he said, oh. whoever I have, you lose. And I thought to myself, well, that's fine. Because for me, it's not about the receiving. It's
oh.
just making sure that I win in the giving. So
that seems like
cool.
against the spirit of Christmas.
It does. But you know what? I like to win.
I have a top 10 list of the mm-hmm. worst Secret Santa gifts.
Okay.
Number 10 is socks.
Wow. That, okay. The you know what? The Interrupters gave us socks this weekend, and I've already used them.
Really?
By the way, let me just say that. What?
A beanie and socks.
Oh.
Did you not go into your thing, or you didn't have them?
I didn't have socks.
Ah!
You didn't wow. get socks?
Good for you, because
you know,
I got them.
Someone might have taken my socks out. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jason
I got
took them. By the way, we haven't mentioned yet, also, the Secret Santa thing depends on who you're giving it to.
Exactly.
Right.
If somebody only want socks, you win.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Number 9 is something homemade.
Right.
Which doesn't mean just, anything.
I mean, I like the effort, but...
No, I'd say...
I love homemade things.
Say,
spend the dough, bro.
Wow.
What about, like, cookies and stuff? Because that's the best.
Listen, to Kevin goes
brownies.
Right for a sweet
well,
treat.
Well, I'm saying...
I okay. was thinking someone crocheted something. That's lovely.
I don't want it.
I don't want that. Mm-hmm. Number 8 is mugs. We're giving
the
him
person?
Away?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's so
I mean,
weird.
What a
we
gift.
Need him right now.
Number 7 is DVDs.
Which is just a personal attack on me.
Number 6 is CDs.
Personal attack on Bean.
Number 5, jokey gifts.
Well, that's the Federline
that's
thing.
You.
Yeah.
Number 4 is soft toys.
Very specific.
Number
what does that even mean,
soft toys.
A soft toy?
I don't
toy.
Know.
I don't want to know
like
what a hard toy is.
Just like a stuffed
oh,
animal?
if you have me, I'd like that gift.
Number 3 is makeup.
No!
Wait, makeup is 3?
Uh-huh. Makeup.
Okay.
Number 2 is something rude or cheeky.
Hmm. Oh, that could go into the hard toy category, too.
Yeah, true. And number 1 is cheap jewelry.
Oh.
Yeah, I could see that being garbage.
Cheap jewelry.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so 1-800-520-1067 if you're in a Secret Santa or you were, and somebody gave you or you gave a...
Terrible gift.
Horrible gift, like yeah. a Kevin Federline CD.
Yeah, an awful Santa.
Is a great example of that. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next. Just ahead of the Interrupters, let's talk to Paul mm-hmm. in Simi Valley. Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
Talking about bad Secret Santa gifts.
Oh, okay. So we have Secret Santa. Everybody got great gifts except me. My guy, he got this cornucopia of porn.
I'm
he
sorry?
He's probably about 45 years old. He got the biggest basket of porn DVDs, magazines. You should have seen his face light up.
Is this a thing you're known for, Paul, that you collect?
No,
that you
I didn't give it. He just got porn? It. Somebody thought of this guy and gave him... His Secret Santa gave him porn.
It was
oh,
a,
I'm
going
to assume he had you then, Paul.
It was a re-gift.
So what you're saying,
and
Paul, is it was a
me.
Pornucopia?
I got sunglass holders that go on your window while you're driving. That's what I got.
Oh
like the thing that goes on your visor?
That doesn't even go on your visor. You roll your window down, then you put it on your window,
what?
Then you roll your window back up, and that's what I got.
Paul.
That's not even $5.
Have you ever used it?
No, I don't wear glasses. I always lose them.
Oh, well, I wonder if he's used his porn. I bet he has.
That's a great question that we
I'm
don't want
still,
the answer to.
I'm sure he's still using it today.
Oh.
There's a lot of porn.
Yeah.
Those guys brought us socks.
Yeah. And beanie, a beanie.
And a little
beanie.
Cutie.
And lip balm.
Lip balm.
Yeah, it was some good stuff in there. A toothbrush.
So
I've already
much.
Used the toothbrush.
The Interrupters. We interviewed them at Acoustic Christmas. They brought us stockings.
Stockings.
Christmas
crazy.
Gifts. Yeah.
They're a delight.
All right, we're talking about bad secret Santa gifts.
Yeah, and we got some texts from the 310. Last year, I received a dream catcher and a calendar of dogs.
That's awesome.
I think that's kind of a good combo because the Dreamcatcher should be bringing you cute dogs.
Absolutely.
But you have to know that that person loves dogs.
And Dreamcatcher.
If not.
Ew. Are you telling me there's people that don't?
Yes.
No.
Yes, they're cat people.
Okay.
Yeah.
562, 1 year for Secret Santa at work, I got nothing. Everyone else got their gifts, but because my coworker was a no-show that day, I didn't get anything. And then he was fired.
Oh, no.
That's awesome.
That's a bummer for them.
That's some pressure.
Aww.
Yeah,
right there.
You want to get someone who has a steady job for your Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Devorah and Whittier, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I got Sylvia the singing bass.
Oh, the wall decoration.
Oh, the Big Mouth Billy Bass?
Yes.
Nice.
And it's a classic thing, and I didn't want to, but I had to pass it down the next year.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Every year somebody gets it.
Uh-huh. Oh, so it's now like an office joke.
Yes.
Okay.
I think by Allie's response,
I think she wanted that.
I love a Big Mouth Billy Bass.
What is the song they sing? It's like, that's life or something.
All different ones,
different
Jensen.
Songs, huh? All right.
Which one, what song does this one sing?
You know what? Those things scare the crap out of me, so I didn't even take it out of the
yeah,
box.
Yeah, no one's opened it. They just keep re-gifting it to each other unopened.
That might be possible.
All right. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Merritt. In Corona, hi.
Yes, hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
So last year for Christmas, at our company Christmas party, I ended up getting a used porch light.
I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry, your phone broke up. I thought you said a used porch light.
What?
Yes, that was exactly it. A used porch light, and I don't even own my own house. I rent.
Well, how did they?
That's weird.
That's something they just had around the house. That can't be something.
Yeah,
that...
I think so. When I opened it, I said, "Well, why did you give me this light?" And I guess they used Black Friday deals to go buy lights from Home Depot and replace their own and gave me the used one.
No,
old one, Merritt.
Wow.
That's a terrible gift.
I hate
everyone
your Secret
else
Santa.
Everyone else got wine and liquor and fun stuff, and I got a used porch light.
Wow, your friends hate you.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
Right?
That's tough.
Not good.
Don't
Not
love it.
Good.
Don't
Thank
love
you
it.
For the call. We appreciate that. Let's go to Tim.
Oh, how's your butthole?
In Huntington Tim. Beach. That's all I can think when I hear Tim now. Tim, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Shout out to the B team. So 1 year I got my brother as a white elephant or a Secret Santa, and
sure.
he got me a body condom.
A body condom? When
it was just a big tarp. Inside something labeled as a body condom.
Yeah, but, it was like almost like a Halloween costume, right? Like it was like it would go over your whole body.
That would have been cooler. No, it was just like a piece of plastic when you opened it up. But
piece of plastic.
Yeah, he labeled it on the inside to the biggest dick in the world.
Oh well, I mean,
he's got
it's going
sense,
well with
that's a sense of humor, right? He's being funny, right?
Yeah, he was trying to be funny.
Trying,
it was just
okay.
an a-hole. I got him a cool gift. So.
Oh yeah. Well, and then he brought out your real gift.
Tim
no?
sounds bitter.
Yeah.
No, he's still an a-hole. He didn't bring out no real gift.
Wow.
All right, well.
Tim is very angry
yeah.
this
well,
holiday season.
Well, he's pretty backed up. He
does
have
fiber. Problems.
My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole, and he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole.
Poor Tim.
And he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole. And he can't eat fiber. My cousin Tim doesn't have a butthole. And he can't eat fiber. Well, it's the atomic weight of mercury.
See, so we should feel bad for him and not make fun of him.
Our Tim did say a-hole a lot.
He did,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
George and Gardena, good morning.
Hey.
What the hell was that?
Guys.
Hi.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Thanks, you.
Thanks, George.
Hey, turn down your radio, George.
I don't know what's happening.
It is.
Okay.
It might be his Bluetooth.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, bad Secret Santa gifts. Go.
My coworker forgot that we were doing our gift exchange and having our luncheon that day, so he ran out to the 99 cent store around the corner and got a salt and paper shaker set, a rooster and a chicken.
Oh.
That, I mean, anytime.
Here's the kicker, though. The lady that he gave it to had his name. she gave him a $50 cologne set.
Oh, some cool water, it sounds like. Anytime you're running to a 99-cent store in December, it's bad news.
Exactly. Or to the gas station at the corner, right?
Right. Those are bad looks.
Oh, man. What was her reaction when she opened it?
There's nothing wrong with gas station at the corner.
When she opened it, was she like, thanks, I'd love to use salt and pepper?
The look on her face. Aww. Everybody knew. As soon as she opened it, everybody was like, oh, no.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. What are you doing there, Allie?
I was drumming with my head, and I noticed that Destiny was just staring at me like, what is going on?
She should have been. How do you drum with your head?
You just do the ending, and you... Oh, she was doing it too, Destiny.
But you didn't even know. She thought she was just looking.
She's still new here, man. We're still learning about our Power 106 friend.
It is 7:51. We have.
She used to work at Power 106. Let's make that clear.
No, I mean, she did. We took her from Power. And every once in a while, she'll look over and she'll go, when do you guys do the Mickey Ficky mix?
She's very confused.
She'll ask us questions, and I'm like, does she think she's still a Power?
She does.
Comedian Greg Fitzsimmons just after the top of the hour. First, Allie is here. What's happening?
Kevin, there aren't many things that really get you going, get you like super mad because you can't stand them. But Friends is one of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't stand the fact that people still talk about Friends.
It's not just that they talk about it. It's every day. Yeah. You don't get a break.
Yeah. The other time I saw you just go off in the weirdest way was when this topic came up, and it still haunts me because you lost your S when we were talking about wax figures.
Oh, my God.
Do you just hate the Madame Tussauds?
It wasn't even Madame Tussauds. He just hates janky wax figures. He can't stand it.
Right.
I argued and argued and argued, and finally they took me to the one, the Hollywood.
Yeah, Madame Tussauds or whatever, yeah.
Horrible. Every single one is laughably bad. It's like I did it.
They're horrible. I don't know why we need them is also a question.
No, but it doesn't matter. They're horrible.
I was convinced he had only gone to the real janky ones.
Right.
But
you went to a fancy one and he still was like...
But you went to a fancy one?
They're still terrible.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Honestly, they don't look anything like those people. And everybody's like, oh, look, I got my picture taken. No, you didn't.
What if it was someone that you knew? Like you had known for years and they got a wax figure. Would you be able to say, yeah, this kind of does look like them?
Well, if it did, yeah, but they don't.
I'm telling you,
okay.
I saw one that looks very much like
this
person.
It isn't possible.
That person is Jimmy Kimmel.
Friend of the show, Jimmy Kimmel. Good one.
All right, not bad.
Good one.
Woo, need to sit? You okay?
Is that the first person you personally know who has a wax figure?
Yeah, I think so. When did this happen?
Well, last night he debuted it on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Oh, I recorded it. I have to watch it.
You have to watch it.
It probably looks nothing like him.
It's not true. We are posting it right now at Kevin and Bean on Twitter. Here's the thing. So he unveiled the statue during Jimmy Kimmel Live, but he also showed video of when he was just pranking his staff because he moved it from in front of the elevators, then he'd move it into the kitchen.
Sure.
Everywhere you went at Jimmy Kimmel Live, he was in a hallway everywhere, scaring the crap
out
of people. The way that his cousin Mickey reacts to it is one of the funniest things we've ever seen. So we posted that at Kevin and Bean. You can check it out. But Kevin, I think you're really, really going to think it looks like Jimmy.
I think I'm not because they never do.
I don't know. Here's the thing. The Jimmy Kimmel Live experience, it's an exhibit starting today at Madame Tussauds in Hollywood. I feel like we all need to go visit
Jimmy.
Yeah,
it's a field trip.
Yeah. Who's with me?
Yeah, I'll meet you there.
At the thing?
I'll meet you at the thing on the corner the deal.
Did you ever think when Jimmy the sports guy was here, would you have never have bet he's going to have a wax figure at Madame Tussauds?
No, of course not. Right. Unless he made it.
You guys, it looks like Jimmy.
Which he could have. Yeah. It doesn't really look like Jimmy. You know why? It's wax.
You want to look at it?
Yeah.
Pull it up on your phone.
Those
just tweeted it from... I didn't know his phone was...
He's going to his car?
He's going. All right, we'll see you in a minute.
He's going to look at
it. I don't believe it, that's all. I just don't believe it. All
right. I'm just telling you.
You're saying it looks like Jimmy.
I'm saying it looks so much like Jimmy. It's crazy.
All right. Let me look for about a half hour.
Okay. This is good. I can do a story in the meantime.
Is this a YouTube link?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you think Richard Cheese is going to get a Madame Tussauds wax figure?
I hope so.
I hope so.
You think?
Look, it's a
big
5-minute
tatted.
Thing.
Oh, it's a video.
Big
tatted. Okay.
A good
Sorry
video.
About that. Well, we will come back.
Yeah, we'll
and,
come back to it.
And,
just
and
let
you'll
play
let
out.
Us know. Here's the thing.
It's the worst. I remember, like, okay, look, maybe I'm wrong. I'll have an open
yeah.
mind.
Yeah.
Let's go see it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Worse than I thought. It was worse than I thought.
I think this will change you. This will be what turns you around.
Okay.
Here's the thing. James Corden is off filming a movie.
Yes.
Speaking of another late night Jimmy. James Corden has to go film a movie, so he has special guest hosts in. And last night, kicked it off with Alicia Keys as guest host. And you're thinking to yourself, well, is she going to perform? What's she going to do? Well, not only did she performed with Billie Eilish.
What?
And they got together on Billie Eilish and her song Ocean Eyes and did a little duet. No fear.
I love it. That's great.
Is it possible that they could come to my house every night and just sing that to me as I fall asleep?
That's amazing.
That's beautiful.
And also,
you guys.
We haven't even truly, like, scratched the surface of Billie Eilish's talents yet.
No.
Like,
no.
Zero for effort.
No, what?
Zero for
That's
star.
That's not what we're saying.
Zero
Simon.
For star quality.
We loved it.
And you know what? I'm being generous.
I mean, your life is going right now, Simon, take many seats.
Yeah.
All right? If you could. That was beautiful.
That was beautiful.
So who do we have coming up? We've got Melissa McCarthy, Ken Jeong, Chance the Rapper, Jeff Goldblum, and who I can't wait for, Harry Styles, because that guy can do it
all. He's a talented dude.
Here's James talking about the movie he's in.
These are people, but they're cats, and this is kind of blowing my mind.
Again, not the movie he's off to film. Okay. They've already filmed all of Cats, and I can't wait not to watch it.
Okay.
And it's going to be great, is all I'm saying.
Directing Cats is like directing a group of world-class athletes.
That is not true, sir.
That's not true.
That is not true at all, and no matter how you sell this, you can't polish a turd?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it works.
Is that okay? Cool, cool. Kevin, what are you looking for over there?
Nothing.
Okay. Your phone?
Nope.
What's going on?
No,
he's still
okay.
trying to see Jimmy Kimmel as a wax figure?
Nope.
It's still a commercial before the YouTube link?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
You're going to watch that during this break,
yes.
and you're going to come back and let us know if it looks like Jimmy.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It won't.
I feel like... Okay. Some birthdays for you. Raven Simone, Bobby Flay, Meg White. That's what's happening.
Comedian Greg Fitzsimmons went to the wrong building.
Yeah!
Went to the wrong building.
Yay!
We always love that.
I was so close to pulling in, and I live in Venice, so it's on my way. But I drove up, and you know, I have ADHD, so I literally, how many times have I been on the show? 20?
At least.
Maybe, yeah.
And so I literally got the call sheet that you guys email me to look up the address as if I haven't been there 20 times.
Right.
For the other place, you mean?
Yeah, the other place.
Okay.
And I look it up, and I go to look it up, and it goes, and I'm like, Wilshire. And I was at the light with my directional to turn in.
Nice.
Yeah.
But look at you, still on time.
Still on
here.
Time.
That's a gift.
But
Greg.
Here, what I'd say is that we moved a year ago, September.
Mm-hmm. And he's been here.
Yep. And I've been here.
And
twice.
You've been here.
Yeah, twice.
Also, they took bets that I would show up at the other place, and I never have.
It's impressive,
but
Kevin.
But not making you late is really quite impressive.
Yeah.
Because, like, that could derail an entire guest.
I was trying to change the conversation to praise me.
Oh, yeah. We can't.
Oh, okay.
You took it a different direction, and I don't like
that. Well, what are your thanks? Because I have ADHD
and
depression.
Thing, too.
What do you have?
Let me ask you a question, because I think everyone thinks they have ADHD.
Oh, yeah, you brought this up this week.
I really think I do. And you really think
I take Ritalin every day.
Oh, he has it.
Since for the last 10 years.
You win.
Really?
It has changed my life. I steal car radios now.
All right, what are the big,
I get into fist fights.
What are the biggest things of ADHD that you noticed in your life that you wanted to get rid of?
Not finishing anything. Like having
That's
the,
me.
And if it,
it's the, me and sex. What?
If I like doing something, like sex, I will do it. And I will do it. Like, I like to write. And if I get into writing a script, I can go for 3 days nonstop.
See, with me, I can start anything and I finish nothing.
That's it. That's what he's saying.
Is that what it is?
No, but then if I am told to do something I don't want to do, I can start it and I'll never finish it.
Right.
And they say that's the thing about ADHD is you have the ability to hyper-focus. You just can't pick and choose what you're going to do it for.
What about the sort of like standard thought of what I would think ADHD is like you're doing a script and then something shiny comes along and you're off the script.
That's me.
Because like the way my dog reacts to like a bone.
No, that's exactly right.
That's ADHD.
Yes. And that's why I also started meditating, because meditation is all about when your mind starts to wander, you don't snap it back to your mantra. You you gently bring it back in a non-judgmental way.
Sure, sure.
In a loving way, you gently go back to your mantra. And then you apply that in life is when you see that shiny object, you go towards it, you just go, no, I'm going to get back to the project. And then that way, it's not a big, like, jarring emotional experience.
Right.
But, sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Say that again.
Kevin for Reals this week did say, I overheard him, he said, you know, I've been thinking recently and I think I might have. And is that something like you want to get treated?
Yeah, because I started watching a TV show. This is my life. This is how I run every day. And I don't like it.
Yeah.
Started watching a TV show. Remembered I had a prescription someplace. Went and got the prescription. That made me think of a gift that I had to buy somebody. Went home. Realized that I needed to get clothes for another day. And by 2 hours later, I had no idea I was watching a TV show.
Right.
Is that normal?
Am
I weird?
My wife sent me to get checked because I would go to bed listening to an audiobook and reading another book
at the same time.
Yeah.
That's a talent.
Your brain needed a big relaxer, what it was.
And then I throw a move on her while I was in the middle of it.
Define
and
throw
not
a
finish
move.
Any three.
Didn't finish any. Oh, speaking of which, I had sex with her recently.
Yeah.
Go on.
I expect some applause.
No,
that.
We're listening.
20 years married.
Yeah.
And so, I don't want to be too graphic because I know this is FM radio.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm making gentle love to her.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Our fingers are interlocked.
Oh. Okay.
Eye contact. Okay. Toes interlocked.
Oh, oh, beautiful.
And then she reaches a climax.
I'm sorry, what?
She reaches a climax.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin just started listening.
Which she does every time.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Oh, so this is fiction.
Hey now.
This is fiction, Allie just said.
That's
yes.
A very...
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's a very male thing, isn't it? Take ownership of your woman's
absolutely.
Orgasm. Like, I gave her an orgasm.
Yeah. And trust me, you didn't. But go on.
So she has or has not an orgasm, and then whispers in my ear, not passionately, not sexy, she just goes, you can climax now. And I'm like, well, thank you, Your Highness. I've been awaiting your instructions. Like, look, I'm 53. I've been trying to climax the entire time. You think I was pulling back on the reins? I've been thinking about your cousin. I've been thinking about the babysitter. This is going to cost you 5 minutes.
This is going to cost you 5 minutes.
Send in the next girl.
She was the gatekeeper of it all.
Yeah,
absolutely. By the way, I love that. I'd just like to say this is also a humble brag. Because
sort of.
He could have kept going on forever, but she said,
Right. It's time. It's almost like her vagina is saying, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Can you leave and come back? Is that a possibility?
Oh, Greg, 20 years you've been married?
20 years.
That's incredible. And did your son just go to college?
Yeah, he started in the fall. And we didn't know if he was going to get in anywhere because he got really bad grades. He got like all D's. And then he took the SATs and I think he got like 100.
I think you get like 300 just for your name.
And so
that's a problem, right?
So we had to hire one of those fancy Hollywood college placement advisors.
Uh-oh.
No. $350,000.
He goes to USC?
No.
He's going to USC.
That's sweet.
And he's on the rowing team.
Oh,
on the
really?
Rowing team.
Has he ever done it before?
He's never done it before.
Oh, no, that's cool.
So that's really exciting.
How did he make it? That's cool. That's exciting.
Very cool.
Well, and we just let him know he's Native American.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
His Indian name is Him Rose Slow.
Right. You're stupid.
Stupid.
You're stupid.
Comedian Greg Fitzsimmons is our guest. He is going to be doing a Best Buddies Comedy Store benefit tonight. Mm-hmm. We'll take a quick break.
Bill Burr, Joey Diaz.
The
list is embarrassing for other comedians that have tried to put on a special for charity. Bill Burr, Joey Diaz, Ron Funches, Sherry Shepherd, Chris Tenney. Sherry Shepherd, by the way, is so good at stand-up.
She's hysterical.
Really good.
Why is she so funny?
She's smooth as silk.
Yeah, she's very good.
She knows what she's doing up there, yeah.
But all that right. is an incredible lineup, and I'm sure you'll have some guests that we don't even know exist in this.
We got an extra guest coming in as well, yeah. So it's
someone you can
be...
name?
No, I can't name. Sometimes they don't let you name them.
We'll be right back.
It's Dr. Bill Cosby.
Right. Greg mm-hmm. Fitzsimmons is here, one of
Yay!
Our favorite comedians. And that one kid loves him as well.
One kid.
I'll tell you one kid that doesn't love me.
Yeah.
I'm just realizing, as I told that story about making love to my wife, on the way out the door, I go, honey, don't forget to listen. And she goes, oh, that's perfect. I'll be driving JoJo to school.
Oh, right. Right.
JoJo, I'm sorry.
Right. Right.
16 years old.
You're making bad decisions.
16 years old. There's no way your parents are still having sex when you're 16. That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's the issue.
Ugh.
Well...
Greg, how do you set up a lineup like this?
Tell us about the Best Buddies.
The Best Buddies Comedy Store benefit. It's tonight at 8 p.m. at the Comedy Store. It benefits Best Buddies, which I guess you should definitely tell people about.
Yeah, explain that.
Best Buddies is a group. They're an amazing group. It was started by Anthony Shriver, who's Maria Shriver's brother.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the father created, Sergeant Shriver created
Special
the
Olympics.
Special Olympics.
Yeah.
And so this is similar to Special Olympics, but they take intellectually disabled people. People with intellectual disabilities, you should say, and they find them housing. So they're in group homes instead of sitting in like an institution. Mm-hmm. And then they place them in internships, jobs.
Absolutely.
And they basically give them a life. So they're out, interacting in a regular way in the community. And so so I do a lot of stuff like we take them bowling sometimes and we do this big bike ride up at the Hearst Castle. And they raise like $20 million with that.
Wow.
So you are technically a best buddy. You don't just do the comedy stuff.
They're best buddies.
How did you get involved?
I'm just a dude. My friend Greg Gurman, who's an actor, who you would recognize, he's in everything.
Ally McBeal?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The best.
Yep. And now.
Never said the words from Ally McBeal.
All excited like that.
Ally McBeal.
And so he got me into it. I forget how, but they're just a great group of people. And so we do lots of stuff with them. But then I got the lineup because Bill Burr, I started in Boston with Bill. And he and I used to open for me, which is always like you always feel a little bit mixed about going like, yeah, he used to open for me.
Yeah,
I've said that about Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon. There's all these guys that used to open for me. You sound like this old guy who belongs in a home, you know. but we had the craziest times because it was Boston.
Why was that so great for comedy at that time?
I don't know.
It seems like it was the hub of all things comedy.
I started out with Louis C.K., Bill Burr, Patrice O'Neill, David Cross.
Wow.
Oh my God.
That's all in Boston?
All in Boston. Dane Cook, Bobby Kelly.
Conan?
No.
No?
No.
Why was everyone there?
I don't know. Oh. It was a great scene. It wasn't like that many people came from the outside to Boston.
Oh,
it was
I see.
Mostly
okay.
Bostonians.
Boston, yeah.
Gotcha.
And did I say Joe Rogan?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Joe Rogan.
Gosh.
Wow.
And so it was just like this time where we had all these rooms at our disposal. There was like five rooms that were like seven nights a week in town. Mm-hmm. And then if you went to the suburbs... Every suburb had a room. A lot of times it was like a Chinese restaurant that they Chinese restaurants always had like a banquet room in the
back that they
only use like twice a week.
Yep.
And so when comedy got hot, all these like nickel and dime promoters would go in and they would just have a giant cardboard sign they would nail to the front that said comedy. Not even like, you know, Dick Daugherty's comedy or Comedy Palace, just comedy.
Yep.
And they got a microphone and a spotlight, and if you were lucky, they built a stage. And
how did that work out? Did people show up?
People They would sell it. It would be a Tuesday night in Manchester, New Hampshire, and it would be sold out with people that were, like, ready to laugh. So we were in front of hot crowds night after night. And because it was a closed community, people didn't come in from the outside. So we got all the stage time. And you also had to develop your own voice, because if you were like somebody else when you were coming up,
right. You
got blackballed.
Yeah, you had to stand out.
Which is why you got people like Bobcat Goldthwait and Stephen Wright, because over the years, you had to come up with your own thing.
Yeah.
So I think it was just, it was like Malcolm Gladwell would call it like an outlier.
Yeah.
Interesting. That is so interesting. I've never heard people talk about Boston comedy this way.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. And then also a lot of guys like Jonathan Groff, who came up, who is one of the biggest showrunners in Hollywood for the last 15 years. A lot of writers came out of that scene. Mark Maron came out of the scene with us.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a crazy scene.
So other people on the show, Joey Diaz, Ron Funches, Sherry Shepherd, and then we were talking off air, if people don't know who Chris Tenney is, that's quite a ride tonight.
Chris Tenney is a best buddy, and he has Asperger's, and he has been on the show, every show we've ever done. And he goes up, and he his father helps him a little bit with his material, but it's really smart material. And Chris has he's got a great delivery. If he gets thrown, sometimes there'll be a long pause, but then he picks it up again. But he destroys.
Oh, I love it.
Every year he destroys. And so
does everybody fight not to go after him?
Oh, yeah. You don't want to go after him. Although, you know, what's great this year is that Ron Funches
has a son who's
autistic, and Sherry Shepherd also has a child.
That's right.
Who's autistic. So it's so it's nice that these people were so excited to do it. I mean, Ron has been asking me to do it. He couldn't last year, and he's really excited to do it this year. And
are you in charge of the comedians? Are you in charge of this night?
Yeah. Yeah, I do the whole thing. But it's easy. I mean, throwing a comedy benefit is just like literally I reach a text Bill Burr and Joey Diaz. I'm in.
Can we maybe have you book our April Foolishness?
We'd love for you
to also be on the show, but can you book it for us?
Can you imagine if we got Chris Tenney on April Foolishness?
Love it.
I think he's available.
100%.
Really?
100%.
All right. Let's do it.
April 4th. We're not saying anything about it yet, but April 4th. But we're not saying anything.
All right.
But there's no date. There's no date in mind. We don't know what's happening, but April 4th.
Promotions department just flipped their noodles.
That worked out well.
It's not happening April 4th, but I'm just saying.
I won't be here, unfortunately. I'll be in Boston.
Boston ruins
stupid Boston.
It may help comedy, but it hurts us.
I am on the road way too much. I just got back from...
Still?
Yeah, well, you know, I got a kid in college, man. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
You had to pay that $350,000 to get him in, too.
That's right.
And JoJo soon.
I was just in, I was in Cincinnati, and I did this joke. And I can't give you the context of the joke, but I asked the audience, has anyone here had an abortion?
All right.
Wow.
Fair enough.
I don't know why.
Funny.
I don't know why.
Hold, please. Comedian Greg Fitzsimmons is here. Direct your email to him.
And
continue.
So nobody ever answers, which is the point of the joke. And then I go into why you shouldn't be... You know, that it's under attack and you have to own it, which I have gotten a hard time about.
Yeah.
But anyway, a woman claps, which never happens. And then after the show, I'm selling my DVDs like a hack. And and everybody's streaming out. And standing in the corner is the woman. And she's with her husband. And he goes, nobody else clapped. And she's like, yeah. And he goes, when did this happen?
Oh, no.
And she goes, it was like 20 years ago. He's like, you never told me?
Oh,
and she goes,
no.
I didn't think it mattered. It matters. And they're going back and forth, and like everyone's standing around.
Did you just back out of the conversation?
Oh, no. I stepped right in. I didn't want to miss a word of that. I almost taped it. But it was one of these weeks. And then I was in Atlantic City the day before, and there was it was at Howie Mandel's club in Atlantic City, and I'm up on stage, and halfway through my set, and I was having a good set, this guy stands up and he screams, you suck!
Oh, no!
Which is really, like, old school.
Yeah, it doesn't happen much these days.
I almost respected it. It was like an 80s heckle, back when they cared about the craft.
Right.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah. And so I was kind of taken by it, and I was like, all right, we're going. We're going full on. So I start deconstructing his life for the crowd and which trailer park he lives in outside of town and how his wife's an alcoholic, degenerate gambler and just making stuff up about him, which I think most of which was correct. So because my thing with hecklers is let me implode their head. I want to make them so angry. And so he starts to charge the stage.
Oh,
he's screaming, you want to go head to head. And meanwhile, I don't know if you know anything about casinos, but there are more people working the gig than in the audience. Mm-hmm. There's like 8 security guards with yellow security shirts. And they're so used to nothing ever happening that they're as shocked as everybody else. And they're just watching.
Oh,
and the guy's
no.
coming to the stage. And then finally, like a woman security guard, she's like 5'3", stands in front of him. And he like pushes her out of the way. And
did you get behind one of the big ones and start like acting like you were throwing punches, but he was holding you back?
No, I wouldn't have mouthed off the way I did if the stage wasn't a solid 12 feet above the audience.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't like he was going to do an elbow drop onto the guy as he ran up.
No, that's the beauty. Thank you, Howie, for the tall stage. And so they lead him out. And then afterwards, after the show, I grabbed the biggest guy in a yellow shirt and I was like, I'm going to need to walk back to my room tonight.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Because you know they didn't throw him out of the casino.
No way.
They just threw
not.
Him out of the showroom.
If he has money, of course not.
Wow,
well, that's the kind of excitement you can see tonight. The Best Buddies Comedy Store benefit at the Comedy Store. Again, Bill Burr, Joey Diaz, Ron Funches, Sherry Shepherd, Chris Tenney, who's going to be a highlight, clearly.
Yep.
And you can get the tickets. They're available now at thecomedystore.com. Show is 21 and up.
Greg, we love you.
Love you guys. This is so much fun.
You are welcome anytime.
Anytime.
Thank you so much.
Especially April 4th.
It is 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. Time for what's happening. Here's Allie.
You guys, the rise of Skywalker.
Can't
it's
wait.
Coming soon. It's coming soon, you guys. Mm-hmm. Coca-Cola is set to release drink labels to promote the release of Star Wars, the rise of Skywalker. But they're not your average labels. They're going to feature Rey and Kylo Ren, each holding a lightsaber that actually lights up.
Hmm?
What? The light comes from a flexible OLED panel that's underneath the label. Unfortunately,
O-L-E-D,
they're only...
I think OLED,
Oh.
Yeah.
I say OLED.
Whatever.
I mean,
it's high quality.
Probably,
is what it is.
Probably for the first time ever you said OLED.
Yeah, I usually pronounce it Olaf, and he's a snowman.
Well, very different. I don't believe that.
Very different.
Unfortunately, don't rush out to buy those right now. Only 8,000 of them released and only in Singapore. God,
what?
Damn it, Singapore.
This is a real fast food report moment.
Wow.
Do you guys remember when Pepsi did a stunt where you would like open a can and some had money that popped out of it?
No.
Yeah,
really?
It did not go well.
Cash?
Why?
It was cash.
Was it coins? It had.
No, it was dollars.
What?
So there was no liquid in it. It was just like
Well, they figured you wouldn't care because you won a prize.
Yeah, but people were like, I wanted actual Pepsi.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That seems like a bad idea.
Also a great ad for Pepsi. I don't want this money. I want my Pepsi.
Yeah.
It's from 1990. I found an old New York Times article about it. But yeah, it did run into problems.
What kind of deep, dark dive are you doing on this?
I know. I just looked it up really quick. But it really did run into problems because the pop-up mechanism malfunctioning and the seal releasing and it ended up having chlorinated water inside the can and people were still drinking it. It's a nightmare.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. How much money are we talking
about? I think that I'd have to look that up, but I think the big winner was kind of it was supposed to be a lot of money.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd take that. And then drink the chlorinated water.
Sure.
Live on the edge. Guys, Pee-wee's Big Adventure star Paul Reubens is going to host 20 city screenings.
Yay!
In honor of Pee-wee's Big Adventure. It is the movie's 35th anniversary, you guys. It's terrifying.
That movie
came out 35 years ago. It feels like yesterday. I remember when I was a young kid and I'd hear my aunts and uncles saying like, oh, time goes so fast. And, oh, I remember when you were just, and I would be like, ew, that you're gross.
You're
stop being old. Now I think 35 years ago, there's no way. And when people talk about the 90s and then say, I mean, really, that, like 30 years
days.
Ago. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
That was not 30. I am bad at math, but that can't be right. I will source you.
And then you're wrong.
And then I'm wrong. Yeah. Those were the old days, you guys. The 90s were the old days.
Mm-hmm.
This is BS.
It's good timing to bring back up the magic can, which did come up in 1990.
That was my nickname in college.
A dollar to $500 was in the magic can.
No.
Oh, just one?
My butt.
Oh, butt.
My butt.
in the cans would be $1 to $500, and they were giving away $4 million worth.
But thank you, Kevin.
So, you know, no, $100 million.
But right. Honestly.
No one's listening to you, Jensen.
Yeah, I know.
And no one would ever think that my nickname in college was Magic Cans. Ever. But I appreciate that, and it's actually the sweetest thing you've ever said to me.
That's sad.
Yeah, really. It's not great. Guys, we've been talking about the top 10 lists of the year. We did the one earlier. Mm-mm. TV shows we did earlier.
Okay.
But now, let's talk about the top 10 most tweeted musicians.
Okay.
In 2019.
Tweeted about them or
tweeted
they tweeted?
About. Okay. Tweeted about.
Okay. They tweeted is a completely different category. Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Billy Kardashian.
Billie Eilish. No, musicians.
Good Lord.
God, Billie Eilish.
Thank you, Jensen, for playing along. Billie Eilish, number 9.
Okay. I will then go to Drake.
Drake, number 3. Kevin, you sitting this one out?
Yeah.
Okay. Kanye West.
Apparently.
Kanye West, number 8.
Okay. Musicians, I will say J-Lo?
Nope.
Other musicians that had a monstrous year, but also have a lot of kind of things you can talk about. Yeah. Oh, Lady Gaga!
Lady Gaga coming in at number 10. So you've got 10, 9, 8. If you think about it, you'll get number 1.
I can't believe it wasn't Kanye.
They're quite the army behind them.
Oh, BTS.
BTS, number 1.
Katy Perry?
Katy Perry is not on this list.
BTS was a good one. Oh, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift not on this list.
What?
I know. She was kind of off the radar for a long
She's
part of the year.
She's never off the radar.
I thought that she'd be on the radar.
No.
Ed Sheeran.
No.
Harvey Danger.
Oh, just outside the top 10.
Oh, God.
N.W.A.
Ah, no. Wow, guys.
How many are we missing?
1, 2, 3, 4. 4.
Missing 4?
That's crazy.
You did pretty good, you got 5. You're missing 5.
5.
Here's the thing. Number 10, Lady Gaga.
Okay.
Number 9, Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Number 8, Kanye West. Number 7, Beyonce. Mm. You heard about her?
Yeah. That works.
You know what? I thought Beyonce, but then I was like, I don't know that she did much last year.
Hey, Queen. Beehive.
Okay.
Number 6, Justin Bieber.
Oh. Is Rihanna on the list?
Number 4 is Rihanna. But coming in between Justin Bieber and Rihanna, I can't believe you didn't get this one.
Right.
Because of her shock.
Because, oh, it's Cardi B.
Yes, yeah, Cardi B. Number 5.
Looks like shock.
Number 4, Rihanna. Number 3, Drake. Number 2, you didn't get.
Really?
And Kevin, of all people, should have gotten her because of her name. Ariana Grande?
No.
Oh,
is it Ariana Grande? It's Ariana Grande. Number 1, BTS. Right. I mean, you guys have
that was
got
not,
to be better.
I didn't okay. help at all.
Did all right.
I mean, you did say Kim Kardashian.
Who's not a musician.
So that
so
was
I didn't help at all.
Not helpful?
Ariana Grande?
Ariana right. Grande, also known as Ariana Grande. Mm-hmm. You guys have heard about people stealing from hotels, right?
Sure.
Like sometimes you're like, hey, I really like this hair dryer. You take it. Mm-hmm. This robe. You take it.
Yeah.
People are stealing different things now, not just fluffy robes or even towels.
Mattresses?
Thieves are getting bolder. Yes. Mattresses.
What? Wow. I was just kidding.
Just like walking out with it on their back?
What?
Televisions.
What? How?
Rain effect shower heads.
What?
One Austrian spa hotel reported a pine bench stolen from a guest's private sauna. In Italy, a hotel reported a grand piano was taken from the lobby. The data shows that 5-star hotels are more than 8 times as likely to have their mattresses stolen.
That is so stupid.
How would you steal a mattress?
Most of the technology-filled mattresses are taken via elevators that go directly into underground parking garages. So maybe you pretend you're a mattress.
Interesting. What?
Fixer.
Fixer? Uh-huh.
And you bring it down to the parking garage where your truck is.
Where you do the work on fixing it?
Well, no, you bring it to the mattress store in your mattress truck. So you don't, nobody is like, oh, I think they're stealing mattresses. Who would steal a mattress? No, you're going to fix it. It's missing a spring. Do you want to move on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Badly.
Hurtful.
I mean, sitting in silence is good too, though.
You like that? But listen to the music. Listen to this. That's my jam music.
right?
Yeah. She's a sociopath.
A little bit.
And a bitch.
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes. Let's just wrap it up with some birthdays.
And she's going to lose her house!
Oh, no! What have you heard? That's terrible. Happy birthday to Meg White. Do you think she's jealous of me because I'm now in the Rockin' Tours and she used to tour with Jack?
I don't think she wants to be in the Rockin' Tours.
No.
Yeah.
Bobby Flay. Mm-hmm. I think Bobby Flay is jealous that I'm in the Rockin' Tours. Raven Simone, she's like, that's so alley to be in that band. I'm like, yeah, that's what's happening.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 942. If I could just for a second talk about the charity, Friends and Helpers. We help abused women and children, and we still have a few families left. If anybody, I know there's people out there going, I have extra money. I just don't know what to do with it.
Yes.
In this economy,
it's piling up.
This landscape.
Yeah.
And I just have to figure out something to do with all this cash.
I was going
to
burn it.
Right.
But then I heard this guy on the radio this morning.
Right.
And I'm going
to
give.
So we do still have some families available if you would like to go to friendsandhelpers.org, or you can just donate money there. Or
what does that mean, families available?
I'm sorry. So there's a woman with two kids.
Okay.
And she's in a shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And we, not we, but at the shelter, they go to them and they ask them, what do they want for Christmas specifically?
Okay.
And then you'll get a piece of paper. If you adopt that family,
a
piece of paper so you know what the mom wants and the kids want.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's very, it's a very cool thing because you're able to give the family what they want.
Yeah.
And how many families do we need to get some stuff for?
36.
36. Mm-hmm. We can do that.
All right.
No problem. What's the website for Friends and Helpers?
Friendsandhelpers.org.
Very easy.
Spell out A-N-D, yeah. Friendsandhelpers.org.
And a very easy way to give back this Christmas season.
Yeah, correct. And you guys make it very easy on the website, too. If you can't actually go out and buy those things, there's just a donate button where you can actually just PayPal money.
Yep.
Very simple.
And I'm hoping some family has asked for a $100 Olive Garden card.
Because you have that?
No, that's what I gave Kevin for his charity this year.
Cool.
I said,
cool.
Oh, fingers crossed someone likes endless bread.
There was only one time where, like, the kids were asking for, like, PlayStation.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Like, the unit, not the game.
Yeah.
It was like, whoa, hey, whoa.
This kid wants that new Tesla truck. What are we going to do with this kid?
So if you've got all that extra money piling up, friends and
or just a little bit, give as much as you can.
Correct.
It's a nice thing to do.
It all adds up.
All right, time for what's happening. Here's Allie.
Very sad news. Roxette singer Marie Fredriksson has passed away at the age of 61. Here's the thing. She was battling cancer for 17 years. She suffered a seizure in her bathroom in 2002, suffered a cracked skull. So she went in to have an MRI to check on her cracked skull. Turned out she had a brain tumor. She's been suffering health problems basically ever since due to chemotherapy, but she was still able to perform until 2016. And I'm just saying, if you were anywhere in 1986 in your car and you didn't hear this song at least five times, you were listening to the wrong stations.
Absolutely.
But this was one of their biggest hits.
The prostitute is someone who
Again,
would love you no matter who you
this
are,
woman has
what you look
away.
Like.
Oh, yeah.
She passed away.
That song does rule, though.
That song does rule, and in any other joking situation, awesome.
I would have been into
it.
Would have been into hearing it.
But she passed
away. Okay, so not here.
Not here.
Okay, that's my bad.
Let's
that's on
play
me.
Roxette.
It must have been.
They had a lot of hits, you guys.
That's some bops, as Jensen would say.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Some jammers.
They had sold 75 million albums.
Yeah.
The band rocks.
That's insane.
It's a lot of albums, you guys, right there. All right, on to news that has affected our whole staff. As you know, we have Secret Santa tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And quite frankly, anyone that had Omar was hoping to buy the Walmart sweater with Santa on it, where it said, let it snow, and then it looked like Santa had just cut three lines of cocaine right
I mean, it didn't really look like it.
It was cocaine. Walmart has been selling that naughty Santa ugly Christmas sweater until people were like, hey, isn't that Santa Claus doing lines of cocaine?
Isn't it funny that Walmart, who, like, they're one of the first places where they would put the warnings on and everything.
Yes.
They're super careful
about what they sell. Certain albums if the cover is graphic.
Right. Yeah.
Cocaine Santa, all good.
Yeah, and they have shirts that say, like, Daddy's Little Slut or something.
That
like,
was Amazon.
But still, I mean, those have existed. Like, there have been political ones or, like, USA, we, like, kill you if you're not from our country kind of stuff.
Yeah. This, they yanked off the shelves, guys. And it's no longer on the website.
On.
However, Dave did some searching. It's on eBay. It's all over the place. But Dave found one on Amazon that was so much cuter. It was a cuter Santa. Mm-hmm. He's super happy. He's got a lot more cocaine in front of him and a glass of wine.
All right. Santa has something very special in his sack for you.
I mean, I don't know how there's room with all the coke, the blow, and wine that he's got on this table. But on Amazon, adorable Santa. Don't
Love
do cocaine,
it.
Kids, is what we're saying.
No. Let Santa do it.
But let
and
Santa
by the
do
way,
it. He's got to get to your houses.
Yeah,
he needs
he's got
it.
So much work to do
so
overnight.
So busy. He flies all around the world, you guys.
You think he does that sober?
Get off his neck.
Are you yelling at Mrs. Claus?
Yes!
Everyone.
Oh, okay.
Everyone. Let Santa do some blow if he wants to.
As long as he gets to all the houses.
Oh, my God. Don't do cocaine, you guys.
Let Santa do it.
Let Santa
Leave
do it.
Leave it all for him.
That's what my Christmas card is going to say. Don't do blow. Let Santa do it. And then it's just me as Santa. My nose is all white. That's not true. I'm not going to have that card.
No, but
guys,
I wish.
Cardi B has made history. She became the first female rapper ever to be on the cover of U.S. Vogue. She's on there with her daughter, Culture, and she's been shot by Annie Leibovitz for the cover. That's quite
a big deal.
Quite the photographer. She's wearing a red polka dot Michael Kors dress with Jimmy Choo heels. Inside, she discusses marriage, motherhood, feminism, and more.
I have a question about the shoes.
Yeah.
Do they look like socks?
I hate it. I hate it.
Okay.
Because you also have to say shock.
Do they look like shock?
They don't.
Okay.
Without
like,
the delivery.
Yeah.
They're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
My voice.
We don't even know that you're right. Doing a Cardi B line
like
right there.
Yep.
Again, lines. Let Santa do it is what we're saying, you guys. Remember when Muggs told us that you shouldn't use your heat at night because you'll die?
From carbon monoxide.
Carbon monoxide.
Which was
proven
wrong. Yeah, proven wrong.
Yeah.
But that there was problems in the past and it could happen. But
and
it was wrong.
He learned it from his father that was born, I believe, the War of 1812 when he was conceived. It was a tough time.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I mentioned how I never have the heat on at night. I can't sleep with that on. I need a colder room when you sleep. Well, because so many people want to crank up their heat, they're saying don't do it right before bed. Oh. Sleep expert James Wilson says it's better to let your bedroom get a bit cooler before turning in for the night because it encourages the body to drop to the core temperature needed to fall asleep successfully.
Hmm. So meaning keep it colder for a while?
Keep it colder. A lot of people think, oh, no, I want to be cozy and warm, and then I'll be all snuggled up and fall asleep. No, it takes your body longer to fall asleep when you're warmer.
Agreed.
Interesting.
I knew this. Could have asked me.
I did not.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Do you go by James Wilson, sleep expert?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, in the past?
Yeah, it's an alias.
Yeah. Another expert warns that leaving the heat on all night can leave you thirsty, suffering from dry mouth, and you wake up dehydrated, which makes you more prone to infection.
You know what you should do is drink water.
You can't drink water while you're sleeping.
No, but it helps if you're hydrated.
Sure.
I don't think that's an issue.
Yeah, but also turn your heat off, and then you won't be as thirsty and need water.
And Kevin's always thirsty.
What?
All right.
He's a thirsty ass bitch.
Okay. Wow. Jeez. Took a real turn.
Yeah.
Some birthdays for you. We got Meg White, Bobby Flay, Raven Simone, Kenneth Branagh, and that's what's happening.
Thanks, Allie. A 5 p.m. commercial free hour with Stryker and Klein is happening thanks to a random act of helplessness. Me, SoCal helpful.
A random act of.
I like kept going.
That. No,
a
I
random.
Like it.
Should I
like
just
that.
Go with that from now
no,
on?
No, random, yeah.
I'm Hulk Hogan, by the way.
He liked it.
Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin and Bean show, our Secret Santa gifts.
Yes.
Oh,
a lot of competition.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
A lot of pressure.
Unique, should we say, Christmas songs? Unique songs?
We're going to bring you some weird songs.
And we're going to celebrate you as the top 10 callers of the year tomorrow morning.